Now, the moment we've all been waiting for. It's coming right up. You're going to hear a roar of the crowd, and believe me, you will never, ever forget it. Are you ready? Count it down. Ready? Okay, here we go now. 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, what's poppin'? We're in the DealsNeedy.com studios. Whose idea was that, Brandon's or Mark's?
I think it was a team effort. We were pulling a bunch of drops today.
Okay, good. You're both joining me in hell, apparently.
What? Why? What was wrong with that?
Nothing. Not a thing.
It was very exciting. It's not like we made him do that.
That's always been my rationale.
Nobody makes Lee Corso go out there and do picks every week. Unless somebody is. Is somebody shoving him out there?
You know what?
Is Herb Street saying, get out there, you old man?
I think Lee Corso is, yeah, he's old. I still don't. I can watch the show without being completely derailed.
Well, he's barely on the show.
No, he's not on the show that much.
My dad still loves the pick. The headgear pick. That is appointment watching for him to find out who he's putting.
That's what it's all about, having shtick, having hooks, and, you know, it's like one of our great drops, I guess.
Timestamps.
Yeah.
They're called benchmarks of the radio industry. That's an old benchmark. I'm sure there's somebody going, can we knock off the fucking headgear thing?
Yeah.
They probably argue about it every year and says, well, people love it. Look at all the people that still love it.
And that's why they keep putting Corso out there. It's embarrassing for him.
It's hard to make a guy quit, I guess.
He's going to die doing the headgear one day.
That'd be cool. That'd be perfect. Wouldn't that be great? That would cement it in place. That'd give it closure.
AP picks the Spartans, and people are wondering why Sparty is grabbing his chest and collapsing on the set. They think it's a shtick.
Well, you know. I will say weekend was a couple fun days of sports viewing. I haven't sat around watching sports like this in a long time. And the Michigan-Northwestern game, I don't think I've watched a whole football game straight through like I watched that game. I don't know why. I guess I was just due to watch a football game. Yeah.
I did stop watching it.
I'm not kidding.
While.
I know a few people that turn off Michigan games when they don't like the way it's going. They just turn it off because they're too pissed.
I worked out. That's going to change anything.
Turn off that television, y'all!
I just started laughing.
You know what? Obviously, I'm still maturing because I don't get that mad about sporting events like I used to. Like, my ears would feel red afterwards, and I'd feel kind of cranky for a couple hours. It's like, what am I doing?
So
I did
mature.
Not. I didn't play in the game. Why am I so mad? It's stupid, and I just don't. I don't know. I'm still saying 105.1 somehow changed my whole view of sports.
I think I might have said to Julie at halftime because she asked how it was going, and I think I said, we suck. We're always going to suck. It's just not like it used to be. I was just resigned to that fate. They're not a good team. They're still an 8-5 team.
Well, they make too many mistakes.
They're not prepared. I don't know what...
They're not well coached.
What really changed my opinion on Harbaugh, and this is so ridiculous, is the Amazon Prime series and watching it and going, wow, he is... not that great of getting a team fired up before and after games.
They weren't fired up yesterday.
No, they just seem unprepared. And that bums me out.
They're in the top 10 in the country in penalties. I wonder when the last time that happened was. You know, I miss the Lloyd Carr days. I love watching those teams. They always came back. They were never out of games.
Mm-hmm. Air Lloyd, they'd throw the ball downfield.
Yeah, they did air it out. This whole running, you know, we're going to do both Schembechler.
Well, it's great if it works.
I don't even know if I want to watch that much if it works, depending on how well it... I mean, if guys are ripping off 60-yard runs every game, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, well, Nebraska, they ran the ball pretty well.
Let's do it!
Michigan State beats Central. I saw Elric's tweet.
What did he say about it?
I think job done.
You piece of garbage.
I don't think he takes it as seriously as you probably do.
It's Central. Yeah.
Although he does go to the road games. I didn't realize he was such a madman about Michigan State.
He's been traveling.
Yeah. So Michigan MSU week, there's always a good potential fight here.
I got to tell you, my new favorite thing with the NFL is just rooting for ties. Mm-hmm. Been rooting for a tie all day.
For overtime?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they have these long, these new weird, now we might get another one here.
Yeah.
Sweet.
We already had one earlier.
Well, we almost had one almost earlier. Had
oh,
one.
You mean for overtime then in a tie?
Yeah, I want games then
oh,
in
yeah,
ties.
That's fun. Well, the game goes and goes, 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 it never ends. Yeah.
Well, I think it's stupid, too, that games.
I know.
This is coming from a soccer fan, but I think, you know, it's dumb when football ends in a tie.
I'll admit to how dumb this is. I like seeing yards pile up. I like seeing, you know, somebody throw for like 900 yards. Whoa, wouldn't that be cool? He's got 450 yards. What if he throws for 700 yards? I don't know why. Well, like
the Dave Klingler, Houston Cougar days.
Or the Ohio State quarterback that threw for 620.
Who did that?
Who's that dude?
Wait. Illinois. I'm sorry. Illinois quarterback threw for 620 against Ohio State.
Was it Josh Johnson? Was it that guy?
No, the guy that beat Michigan on the last play of the game.
Oh, I don't remember.
They had a Johnson.
I don't know. They're all the same.
They all had Johnsons.
All,
but,
all Illinois quarterbacks outside of Jeff George are the same to me.
They had a string of guys that threw for. Brandon, you on it? Somebody threw for 620 yards. Damn it!
Everybody knows quarterbacks are men.
I think it was an Illinois quarterback, maybe it was Ohio State, maybe it was Illinois.
Oh, it's just weird watching.
He's one of those guys that wing-dinged the ball in college, and I don't think he ever did shit in the pros.
Dave Wilson in 1980.
Yes! Thank you!
1980?
Yeah.
Redeemed. Was it 620?
621.
Oh.
Shit!
Well, they probably went back and just gave him a yard not that long ago.
Yeah, actually, he had. They just caught up and asked him about it.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin quarter mile.
That's about a quarter of a mile. It's just funny watching NFL overtime, knowing how their overtime's kind of ludicrous, right? Where you score a touchdown, it's over, but it's a field goal, and who knows what's going on.
Come on, make the game go longer. Let's have two overtimes.
You know there's a better way to do it, because college overtime is pretty exciting.
Yeah. The Ohio State-Penn State game was un-freaking believable. Yeah. Oh, my God, what a great, great game that has become. And Ohio State, I just didn't think they could come back. I thought, no, not this time. Usually I would be sure or confident they would, but not last night.
Well, they don't throw the ball down the field, so it's
but they've got all these great specialty players. They just got, you know, it's like, wait, I don't even know that guy, and look what he's doing.
I know. Screens and swing passes. Screens and swing passes, but it works.
And I watched, I think, four or five different games on Saturday, and then I got to that game, and I'm like, wait, this looks like a different league. Is this Division 1A?
Yeah.
I mean,
isn't it funny when you see that?
Yeah. Well, I see it in hockey, too, a lot of times. The hockey season gets late, and it's like, I haven't seen a game like this all year.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, great sports weekend. The baseball stuff is resolving itself, and we may have to call Matt Riley in another hour or two and find out what the deal is. He's watching, like, 9 games right now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it's the final day, and there might be some games tomorrow, some, you know, get one game 163s. It's a big day for me. I'm about 2 hours away from finding out if I won.
Brandon, I know you like watching Red Zone. Is it because do fantasy points not count if you don't see them happen? Is that the deal?
I like Red Zone because it shows you the action of every single game without commercial
breaks.
There's
no commercials.
You watch a game, and what happens is a touchdown, great, but 5 minutes for commercials, and then a kick, then 5 minutes for commercials, then the first play, then a timeout, then 5 minutes for commercials. It's just boring. So I like watching Red Zone.
Do you ever watch Goal Line for college football, where ESPN does the same thing?
Yeah. Well, I remember when they had the 8 different screens, eight and one.
They do the same thing as this. They bounce around. But what's funny is...
Oh, no, there's NFL. I'm sorry. They had the 8 screens.
They get stuck. The ESPN goal line will get stuck on the worst fucking game.
I know.
Like, why are we watching Troy and Western Kentucky play? If nobody's going to score here.
Hey, to put a wrap on...
Troy. You missed what Brandon said, by the way. What
did he say?
He said it could be a big day for him with fantasy baseball.
Yes, yes.
Oh, well, I was not paying attention. I was already Dreamweavered.
Oh,
so distracted.
I could win a lot of money. I'm so nervous.
How much money can you win?
I don't know. I think it's. I really don't know because it keeps adding because everybody keeps making moves in the final week and it costs $5 a move. So it might be like $1,600. I don't know.
Yeah, you
know,
I'm trying to figure out when Brandon has a young child, and I know he's excited about that. Mm. I'm happy for you and Kristen. You're going to have to, obviously, something's going to have to go. And I'm wondering, God, is it going to be the podcast? Is it going to be fantasy sports? What's it going to be? He has all this time in the podcast, got all this time in his fantasy sports.
I think
which
it's going to be
lose?
Lawn mowing. I think I'm going to hire that out. So.
No, it won't. That's you'll want to get out of the house.
Be enough.
I don't. If it's a chore, you can get out of the house and do it.
If Kristen asked me, I'd say I think that fantasy stuff seems like it's taking up a lot of time.
Actually, no. We had to do that with that Tapped Out game that Mark got me sucked into. That Simpsons game.
Why? I still play mine.
It's going bye bye.
Video game?
You haven't played it in months.
I haven't played it. No, I had to give that shit up.
Yeah, but you were saying the other day when the baby comes, you're just going to sit and play video games.
Well, when the baby naps, I'm going to be playing some Red Dead Redemption 2.
You think so? You think so, do you?
It's my game plan.
You think that's how it works?
See this.
Yeah.
You really think so?
Okay. Zod M59 Dodge Ram and Zod M59 Chrysler Jeep continue to rock the deals in the summer clearance event. During their summer clearance event, you can lease the new completely redesigned 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab at just $248 a month. The Ram Bighorn is the number one selling half-ton truck in Detroit, and you can lease it for $248 a month at Zod M59 Dodge Ram. Did I hear somebody say Jeep?
Jeep!
Well, during Zod M59 Chrysler Jeep summer clearance event, you can lease a new loaded 18 Jeep Cherokee for $199 a month. This Cherokee has heated leather seats, all-wheel drive, backup camera, CarPlay, plus much, much more. It can be yours for just $199 a month.
Nice.
Check out their ridiculous summer clearance event specials and massive inventory at dealsnadie.com. And our listeners are continuing to report back.
I want to get in that thing and just drive it right away. Do you mind?
Absolutely.
Start your engine.
People are having a ball at the LOI Center. It's weird. I mean, you're having surgery and you're still having so much fun. Brian S., he's the guy that needed glasses since the second grade, woke up the morning after LASIK, seeing things in perfect focus, having not slept in his contacts, which he thought he had, but no, he's 20/20 all day, every day. And he threw away a cabinet full of contact lens crap. Amanda D, 57, didn't think it was possible after 40 years of not seeing like that. Multifocal lens implants have changed Amanda's world. She got them because reading glasses were a constant annoyance. Like Brian and Amanda, you don't have to settle for crappy vision. Also, the evaluation is free. Everyone needs an eye exam every other year, so why not just call the number and get yours? All you have to lose is your glasses and contacts. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or sign up at the Yaldo Eye Center.
Duh. I got two eyes. Yes, I do.
Duh.
They are what I see things with. I like my eyes very much. Without my eyes, I would not be able to see.
Yeah.
Dr. Yellow, $44 for a jingle. And think of how much use that thing's going to get. So I wanted to mention that I was watching the Hokies game. Who cares? They beat number 22 Duke, which was bizarre after losing to Old Dominion in a game. They were just flat out. They just got the shit beat out of them. It was bizarre.
Virginia Tech, tremendous school.
They kicked their defensive end off the team who has 3.5 sacks.
Maybe that was the key.
You know,
I was bringing the team down.
It's weird. Northwestern lost their best player, and they looked really fired up. Yeah. Maybe there's something to that. Anyway, I see number 98 playing. I'm like, wait, who's 98? Porsche. So I'm like, I gotta look this
who's
up.
Who's that dude?
Robert Porsche IV is on Virginia Tech. So I immediately tweet out that I'm so pumped because I know it's Porsche's kid. And I get an email from Robert this morning. And yes, that is his son, Robert Porsche IV.
Hey, Bob. Penis looks great today.
It was hokey. I remember that kid when we shot something with Channel 50 in his garage, and we went over to Luther's house.
Oh, yeah.
With Mike. And that kid was so tiny, and he's...
How old is this kid?
That's funny.
He's like 20 now. He's huge. And he played a good game last night. I was real happy for him.
Well, they also have other offspring, too, that Wheatley's kid.
Yeah.
Tyrone Wheatley's
kid. He's made some nice plays this year, too, so... They're really young. I don't know what's going to happen. They're playing Notre Dame Saturday night at 8 in Blacksburg.
Whew. I've been very unimpressed with Notre Dame until they changed their quarterback.
Yeah, how about
they
that?
Destroyed.
You know, Virginia Stanford. Tech's playing their second string guy, and he threw for 330
yards. Maybe that's
yards
the key, too.
Yeah, new quarterback.
Well, Clemson.
Bring McCaffrey in,
doesn't
Michigan.
Matter who plays quarterback in any team in college.
By the way, one of the interesting Michigan stories, in my opinion, I know you disagree. I don't think Shea Patterson is all that. I think he's good.
Oh, I think he's legit now.
But I just don't think he's the guy I read about. I think he likes to run a little too much, but I like him running at the same time. Well, I thought he had some great runs.
You wouldn't have to run as much if you could block people rushing.
But you know what I read about him was that he's too quick to run, that he doesn't find his guy often enough, and I kind of... That might be what I think I'm seeing. But anyway, my point is, I have a feeling he's not going to be a high NFL draft pick.
Oh, I don't think he's an NFL quarterback.
But people were saying before the season, oh, he's Trace gone after this year, and then McCaffrey takes over, and I don't think that's going to happen. And I'm kind of I like McCaffrey.
Yeah, he's...
But then again, I like Drew Henson when Brady was playing. So, you know...
Miss it.
The backup quarterback's always kind of exciting.
Oh.
He missed the first one, but they iced them.
Damn it. I was rooting for another
tie. No ties.
Oh, man.
To beat the Colts. Good day for Eric Ebron again. Man, that guy's reborn.
He'll be dropping passes.
The Lions fans love to see that.
I also want to mention RIP Marty Ballin of the Jefferson Airplane, the founding member of the Jefferson Airplane.
Did he go with Starship?
Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night. Gone too soon.
Forgot about that part. Yes, he did. He was in Starship.
He was?
Unfortunately.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Most of them were in Starship at one time or another.
Marty.
Did he write this one?
M-A-R-T-Y.
I think he could have. He wrote some Starship hits, which, you know, is to his credit. But
we built this city.
Not Marty Ballin.
Sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
He wrote Miracles, which was that was a huge hit. And he sings Miracles, and he sang For Your Love, With Your Love.
That song is so bad.
They're not the best songs. They were hits, though. I just want to give him his due. He was in the airplane. The airplane was cool.
I know. Why am I focusing on the negative?
Somebody to Love, Go Ask Alice. Wait. Great. Go Ask Alice. What's that song? White Rabbit. Yeah, White Rabbit. Jeez.
Is this Miracles?
This is from 1975, A Giant Hood for Jefferson Starship on 1240.
I don't remember it starting this slow.
WRV. Ooh, I smacked that.
Sounds like
it picks up a tiny bit of steam as it goes along. It was a number three hit for the Starship. When you look at their greatest hits, Starship's greatest hits, it's really bizarre. They had a lot of hits. And they're still, they played Arts, Beats, and Eats. Wait, Jefferson? I gotta look up. You're going to be blown away by how many hits they had. And you're going
to
throw up, too.
I believe it. Bad bands can have big hits.
I'm a genius, too. Let's go.
They had a lot
of
them.
Did you like that vicious battle on text between Maz and Bentley?
Oh, my God. That lasted quite some time.
I know. Some people were stoking that fire.
So that was
You know what's funny about that? I knew which side to stoke, too, because I knew Jim would not let it go.
Yeah, it was...
I was taking the Toto side against Muse.
Yeah, Toto versus Muse. In terms
Toto
of,
versus Muse? That is the most ridiculous argument.
Exactly. It was great.
Toto wins the Grammys, but Muse have...
Toto sold more, too, which I knew Jim would respond the way he did.
Well,
would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I done them both.
Hold on. You can't sell records now like you could then. Yeah. Okay, Starship. We built this city. Nothing's going to stop us now.
That's a mannequin theme.
That was a number one hit. Sounds like a number one hit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the mannequin song. I can still see Andrew McCarthy on the motorcycle with the mannequin on the back.
And the...
who had turned into, what's her name? The actress from Sex and the City.
Kim Cattrall?
Yeah. It was Kim Cattrall's start. On 1240 WRLV.
Look in your eyes, I see a paradise.
Then there was Sarah.
We need new bands. Everyone knows rock attained perfection in 1974. It's a scientific fact.
How about Sarah? That was a big hit. Then we have our Miracles with Your Love. How about Count on Me?
I don't know that one.
Count on Me? That was a hit. Jane? Jane?
I don't know that
one. You'll know it. Brandon, play Jane, please. Jane by Jefferson Starship. It's going to bum you out that you asked. You should have just said.
What if I end up loving it?
Not going to happen. Won't happen.
We
get the. They got a 35 track set out with Airship, Starship, and Jefferson Starship. Man, I got to check out that track list. There's Jane.
Hey, let me jump ahead. Hang on.
Hmm.
Yeah!
this was a hit. Sorry.
Not that bad.
Stand by your man.
It's not that great, but it's also not that bad.
Find your way back. Find your way back.
Find your way back.
Are you going to just go along with that one, or you want to crank it?
What? I'm looking for it. What?
It's terrible. They're all terrible. They're horrible.
Oh yeah, gross.
This was these were all hits. It's now I'm pissed at Marty Ballin for dying because we had to get into all this.
What
business.
Did he die of? Boredom.
He'd been sick for a while, but
oh, like you.
Ooh, gross. Yeah,
sorry.
You have AIDS?
He's got AIDS.
Pretty close. I'm having trouble controlling cars. I had a fender bender.
Oh, is someone not feeling well?
Oh, that reminds me. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Curtis, who I hit, still interested in advertising. And he wanted to mention Jackson's Collision in Wixom, who owns the car I hit. And he said, if I ever need body work, that I should bring my car there. But that's the car. That car needed, he probably needed $200 of work, and I haven't heard a thing about it. So Jackson's Collision in Wixom, they're pretty laid back like Curtis himself. As Curtis gets another plug, every time he gets a plug, he hears from a lot of people, apparently.
The best thing ever happened to him.
Yeah.
People are going to be trying to get hit by you.
I can't stop! There's a cliff! Oh, my God, we're burning alive! No, I can't feel my legs! In comes a meat wagon! And the medic gets out and says, oh, my God. New guy's in the corner puking his guts out.
What happened?
That's what it was like the other day in the McDonald's parking lot. It was terrible.
Hold on to your dick!
Hey, is Cleveland playing? They're playing today, right?
Yeah, the Raiders right now.
Okay.
I think they're winning, too.
Oh, good.
Boy, that $10 million to John Gruden sure looks good.
Cleveland!
We haven't even mentioned that the Lions lost today.
I already forgot. It's funny.
That was a good game.
It was a very good game to watch. But, you know, I enjoy a lot of Lions games. That doesn't mean I think they're going to do anything.
At least it wasn't something terribly stupid that they lost on, right? Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah.
Except we did get beat by a team led by Ezekiel, Cole, and Rain Dakota.
Dax.
Do you know his real name is Rain Dakota?
Is it really?
Dak Prescott. Yeah, I think that's his name.
Well.
Boy. Yeah, hang on. Let me look it up now.
Tremendous amounts of water.
I just don't know if we can stop the running game. I know we stopped New England, but.
Yeah, who doesn't have a word? It's Rain Dakota.
I never think it's real good to get overly bent out of shape over one game. Like, they could have erased the opening game with a win at San Francisco very easily. And the win against New England really doesn't seem like much. Now, did New England, they won today, didn't they?
They destroyed the previously undefeated Dolphins.
Did Josh Gordon do anything?
You know what? I don't know. I know he had a big pass to Cordell. But
Edelman's back soon, isn't he?
Yeah, he's should be back next week. He had a 4-game suspension.
Some guy just dropped a wide open touchdown.
And so Mark Ingram will be back too. So a lot of suspensions are just running out.
I think my favorite thing is to laugh at guys that drop passes, unless it's my team.
There's
really funny.
To me,
like, we got to watch this play when this guy drops it here.
In my opinion, there's no bigger asshole than the guy on my team that drops a pass.
He's open by 10 yards and he just drops it.
I want them to turn in their uniform when they drop passes.
How much you
want
to make a bet I can throw a football over their mountains?
That's your only job, is to catch the ball. That's your only job. And there used to be all this great possession, the receivers who never drop balls. Now it's all about speed. It's like, we'll teach them to catch. No, let them can't catch the fucking ball.
Speaking of the Browns and Raiders, did you see Johnny Manziel's letter to, what's his name? Oh, my God, I'm drawing a blank. Browns quarterback.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield. Did you see his? Did you see it?
I heard about it.
Drew, it's so fucking stupid. It's hilarious.
Okay. Enlighten me.
Okay, let me find it.
Johnny Manziel, I want him to just go away. He basically kissed an NFL career goodbye because he wanted to party.
So dumb.
And now he says, I was bipolar! And I'm taking meds now. And now he sucks. On the meds, he sucks as a player. This is my problem. I think I have a depressive personality. I think if I took meds, I would suck. It would take my edge off. I'd just be, you know, I don't know.
So they, what I would be. ESPN NFL Countdown, it just had him write this letter. In the beginning, they show him Johnny sitting there. He's got a piece of paper and a pen. As if that's how anybody writes a letter. hanging on the wall is
Why does Baker Mayfield need a letter from him?
He doesn't.
He needs a letter from Baker Mayfield.
He does. Exactly.
Baker Mayfield is doing everything right.
He's living in his shadow. But he's like in this room with all these things hanging on the wall, one being his CFL jersey and the other being a headline from a newspaper, a sports newspaper, and it says, like, looking back in anger. Like, it's not a good headline for Johnny.
Don't look back in anger, Johnny.
Why would he have that framed in this office? It makes no sense.
He has no business writing a letter to anyone.
Dear Baker.
If there's one thing you already know, one thing everybody already knows, you and I are not the same person. No matter how many people tried to compare us, even before the same team drafted us, we know we are never fully defined.
Why? Because you're short white guys that like to run around and throw the football as a quarterback?
What in the hell are you talking about?
Hey, I know you. Ha ha.
By the way we play.
The Manziel Show, alive and well. Baker Mayfield does it.
Like, they're the first players that have ever been compared to each other.
What I do know is this. Life experiences are the best teachers.
What are
all the good days?
Life's experiences.
Oh, really?
How deep?
You undoubtedly
so
some tough ones as well.
The Browns have released
Johnny
Manziel,
he's
first
so
rounder in 2014.
Deep.
Through all the good and all the bad, stay close to your family, and more so, never stop being.
You didn't do that.
And punch your girlfriend if
she's
pointing.
He does do that.
Sometimes that shocks people and it comes off as rude, but. I'd rather be
Who
honest.
Who gives a fuck?
If you're ever in trouble, just disappear to Vegas and put on a blonde wig.
Come up with an alias. Can you back it up? I want to hear that prize letter again.
Life's experiences are the best teachers. Through all the good days you'll encounter over your career there, you will undoubtedly face some tough ones as well.
Really?
The Browns have released Johnny Manziel, first rounder in 2014.
So this music.
Through all the good and all the bad, stay close to your family, and more so, never stop being you.
I'm very blunt and to the point, and so sometimes that shocks people and it comes off as rude.
Wait, so Baker got the letter and is talking now?
What a run by Baker Mayfield.
That's what's taking you from a walk-on.
Touchdown! Baker Mayfield!
To a Heisman Trophy.
What, he doesn't
this
know that?
Heisman Trophy winner is Baker Mayfield of the University of Oklahoma.
Were they trying to prove Johnny's letter with the audio?
Yeah.
For the first pick in the NFL draft.
Yay! What a
Beyond all that, Baker, I simply want to wish you all of the success that you deserve. I hope you don't take a single day.
You've got a name that's not a name.
I hope you own the moment.
Own the moment. Guys, this is like the most cliche letter.
Every bit of long-awaited happiness they deserve. Your friend.
What a short bullshit letter, man.
What? Whose
idea? Look at me! I'm looking for the trash can!
Exactly! Whose idea was this?
Oh, ESPN, I'm sure. Just because they know, hey, well, let's put Johnny Manziel on. People will watch it because he gets eyeballs.
He doesn't even get eyeballs anymore, I don't think.
You don't think so?
Not really. I've been watching, every time he shows up on TMZ now, there's like one comment. I mean, when you're hot on TMZ, when you're hot and you're on TMZ, not that TMZ is the arbiter of everything, but I've just noticed when people start fading, their TMZ comments go way down.
Do you find
And then
him?
You're going to find him on Cameo pretty soon.
Oh, why isn't Manziel on Cameo?
He will be.
It'll be Billy Manziel, though, the Vegas version of him, so it's not the same
guy. I'd pay for Billy before Johnny.
Exactly. Well, you know what? He'd probably do it as Billy.
Can you check new Cameo people, Brandon?
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
It's always fascinating.
They pop up every day.
Don't you find him at least interesting in some regard? Yeah, either to laugh at? Yeah.
No, I think he's a... Well, yeah, to laugh at, yeah. No, I think he's trying to stay in our face, and it's very hard now. I mean, what can he do? What can he do to create interest? Not throw
write a letter to Baker Mayfield.
Okay. Because it's so dumb.
Every week he just write a letter to another quarterback.
I think right now the best, if he wants my attention, the best thing he could do is get in a police chase. Because I would watch that. I would definitely, I'd be interested. I'd want to know everything about it. But just about anything else he does, I don't care. I just have lost interest.
Well,
he lost interest in his career. Why should I be interested in it?
Oh, because he's just a fascinating fall from grace. I kind of want him to come back now.
I have mixed feelings about it. I you know what? If he did, I would watch and I'd probably get excited once he got going. Once I realized I was wrong about him.
great touchdown to interception ratio in the CFL.
What's that?
2-5. 2 touchdowns, 5 picks.
Yeah, I kind of think he's over.
Oh, he's totally over.
You can't just, is this his third year out of the NFL?
Yeah, gotta be.
No way. You can't leave the most competitive athletic endeavor there probably is, playing quarterback in the NFL for that long at the highest level, and suddenly come back and I don't see it.
He is so going to end up in the Arena Football League. And it's going to be, and he's going to own like some small market team. Like,
I think he'll be in Europe too.
No, he won't go to Europe.
You don't think so? Yeah, I could see him doing it. Manziel Mania.
They'll probably pay him a ton of money.
Yeah, they might. That's what I mean. Because, oh my God, Johnny Manziel. But do they even know who he is over there?
I don't know. Unlikely.
Who's on Cameo?
The only two new ones that I've seen, I mean, there's a lot of new ones, but they're just people I've never heard of before. A lot of influencers and quote-unquote entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs?
I see Aqib Talib.
He's
$115. He does them right from the comfort of his couch in the basement. And then Sean Elliott.
Sean,
what?
$100. Yeah.
Let's hear. Can we hear his example?
Hi, Sean Elliott here.
Hi, Sean.
I'm excited to join Cameo. And if you want a shout out for your birthday or an anniversary, or if you just want to talk basketball, hoops at any level,
I'll do it for money.
Hit me up. I'll be excited and looking forward to talking to you.
I'll do it for $100.
I got to give him credit, though, because he is actually, like, that's set on a tripod or something from a distance, or someone's holding it.
And he actually has something in the background. He's got NBA champion Spurs, like, banners hanging there. He's actually in the courtroom. He's making an effort when you see Aqib Talib sitting in his basement.
Let's hear him. Let's
naked.
Hear he hey, guys, I'm stoked to be on Cameo.
Fake.
Ready to interact with my fans. Let's Fake. Go, baby.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
Yeah.
So. Really?
That's pretty hilarious.
I know. I'm reading Bring It On Home, the Peter Grant story, that the 300-pound Led Zeppelin manager.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, is this a great book?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Ever since Hammer of the Gods, it's like, how can you top that for Zeppelin? But this is the sort of the management side, and it's really, have we talked about this at all on the show?
I don't think so. Imagine trying to manage that band.
It's insane. You know, these guys are pretty wild. As we know, but you know, for example, they had a publicist and they ripped his pants off in a bar, exposing his tiny penis.
Aww.
And that was the end of him. So then they had a hard time hiring publicists because words got around or that they were difficult.
Yeah.
To say the least.
If you have a small,
you have a small penis,
a small dick, you know,
forget about it.
Yeah.
And I read a lengthy piece just about how the band, how it's Jimmy Page's band. I think we did talk about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That Peter Grant really cared only about Jimmy Page and making him happy. And as it turns out, Jimmy Page, to this day, is Led Zeppelin. He's the guy that does all the remastering, and every project is Jimmy Page.
So torn on Jimmy Page. Because I like his playing, and you know,
I love his playing.
Great session musician. Yeah. But man, did he steal a bunch of songs.
I know.
Sounds like kind of a dick.
Back in court with Spirit.
Yeah.
Over Stairway to Heaven and those old blues guys that they stole from.
But you know what? I like his music, so cool.
I love his music, and I love his production, too. I love Led Zeppelin production. This is such a great song.
You know what it's about, right? But now I smell the
rain. Going away to college?
Yeah. Isn't it about Lord of the Rings?
Is it?
Well, he mentions Gollum.
No, I know. Well,
and Mordor.
Mordor.
Oh, I gotta hear the hook.
Why
They should have used this in the Lord of the Rings movies.
Well, they didn't really have or incorporate any modern or contemporary music. It was all symphonies.
Yeah, big mistake.
Can you find a
be cool.
a Jimmy Page?
Don't get it.
Jimmy Page with the Black Crowes track. Page went out on tour with the Black Crowes and they played Zeppelin about, I don't know, 10 years ago. And they sounded fucking great. Chris Robinson, you know, he's got great range. Robert Plant probably does not have now. And Robert Plant said, I think when we interviewed Plant, didn't we? Maybe like six minutes with him or 10 seconds maybe?
I really don't remember, Drew. It must have been really
Chris
short.
Robinson? Maybe it was a Chris Robinson we interviewed? Or maybe we didn't interview. You know what?
God,
maybe we didn't
remember.
Interview anyone. I don't know. Oh, 10 years gone. Oof. Okay, maybe I read Chris Robinson was interviewed about it. He said he didn't realize how weird Zeppelin lyrics were.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, it's just about gargoyles and crazy shit like that.
The occult.
And Plant was kind of pissed because he felt like Page busted his ass on this tour, and he felt he played better, I think, than when Page and Plant were out.
Well, but it's something different. Are you surprised?
No. Well, I thought Page sounded great with Plant in 96.
This is before Jimmy Page became a fat Asian.
He was on his way.
He looks like a fat Asian now. With the white hair and... I don't know how he transformed into that. He's stealing their look. Stealing black people's music and Asians' look.
And he was black.
The course may change sometimes. Rivers always reach the sea.
Oh my God, he's so deep.
Lyrics.
No one can say anything.
I know.
Yeah!
See, I'd rather see this band than him with Page or with Plant.
Well, Plant's busy with...
Alison Krauss.
Yeah. That reminds me. I have a bone to pick with Maz. I think I caught him in another tiny white lie about
what?
Something. Do you remember when he was talking about the Rod Stewart channel?
Yeah.
And you said, do they play any Faces? And he said, yes.
Yes.
I have never heard a Faces song on there. And frankly, everything they're playing is like new standards or the 80s.
I went over there myself.
The corny 80s shit.
I didn't hear any Faces.
I don't think Tom has been listening to the Rod Stewart.
Just shut your mouth.
I barely heard anything off.
And it's so, it doesn't matter. But
I was going back and forth, and honestly... Every Picture Tells a Story is the best Rod Stewart album, period. Yeah. I heard nothing from that record. No Mandolin Wind, no Maggie May, no You Love.
Every time I go by, it is the worst Rod Stewart song.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, like Forever Young is like the edgiest thing you'll hear on there.
Ugh. Son of a bitch.
I don't know. I think he is programming it and doesn't like those songs anymore.
Mother effer.
Well, they're probably playing what Maz likes. He's probably delighted with it.
Yeah, but he said they play Faces and he's waiting. It's not on there. I haven't heard it yet. Somebody out there has to have heard more of that channel than we have. And I want to know.
I don't give a damn.
Because it went from the YouTube channel, which was good, and then it went to Dave Matthews, which is tolerable. To Yacht Rock, which is terrible, to the worst Rod Stewart. It's like they're progressively getting worse. Next is going to be Toto. All Toto all the time.
I'm still enjoying that. If we get Lukather, I'll be excited. I'm telling you, that book's pretty cool. And he became a party animal, too, as I found out later in the book.
Awesome.
Even Toto loses their minds for a while. what's the Val Kilmer story? This is so weird.
Oh, the real story? Did you see the hat he's wearing?
No.
Did you see the hat he was wearing,
Brandon? I think I did, yeah.
He's wearing a Dodgers hat.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
With a V on top of it.
For what?
L-A.
Oh, for Val?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did see that. Looks ridiculous. He's got a huge
we'll
scarf.
Post it on the site.
Huge scarf.
Yeah. Because just his neck is cold.
Wait, how stupid
yeah, no,
is
it's
that hat?
An L.A. Dodgers hat with a V on. Is he even at a Dodgers game there?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
It's got to be.
Did they play in the winter?
Zoom in on that guy's media pass.
Okay. What if you find out it's Maz?
Beep up.
You're getting close.
Yeah, it's a game.
But it's is it a Dodgers game?
Yeah. No, that's an NBA logo. Okay.
You know, what a bitch.
2014, 2015.
You're Val Kilmer. You're going through this horrible throat cancer. And, you know, I'm impressed that he goes out with a scarf around his neck. I mean, what a
bitch. Oh, that's why he has a scarf.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah, he was having trouble talking.
I thought it was his look.
He went to a Comic-Con where, honest to God, his tongue was frozen. He could barely talk, and he was talking, and it was like, oh, God, this is terrible. But it sounded like he needed the money. So what do you do?
Good for him.
I know. Just felt bad for him. Anyway, some guy who apparently makes, I guess there's a great demand for tumbleweed sculptures.
Yeah.
Do you know what these are?
No.
These are like, they look like giant twigs with lots of branches sprayed gold.
Yeah, that's the whole allure of it.
There's a marketplace for that? Like people go, I got to get a tumbleweed sculpture.
The Ann Arbor Art Fair? Is Val going to have a booth
there? I can't imagine walking by there and going, oh my God, somebody's done it.
He'd be better off making like Major League Baseball hats into people's names.
Yeah, that's a cute idea. Gary Busey could help.
Take the Detroit Tiger D and write Drew on it.
Yeah, I'd buy one.
The old English Drew hat.
Anyway, this guy feels Val Kilmer's ripping off. I guess Val Kilmer sells them for lots of money. So people go, oh my God, Val Kilmer made something. I'll pay a lot for it. What is it? And they don't care that it's a twig sprayed gold.
It's like Matisse mixed with Shakespeare. Just a little Perlman on top.
Isn't it weird?
Yes.
I mean, these are, I guess, giant fans. Oh, I loved him in Heat. Oh, I want the sculpture.
Weird.
It's not
I loved him in Real
either.
Genius.
The Saint.
The Saint.
I love The Saint.
Yeah, The Saint, that kind of fits The Saint, because The Saint was the master of disguise. He's disguising this other guy's design as his.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a takeoff on The Saint. It's real life. Life imitates art.
All my arty flossy friends.
So you have the number for the guy that made the original sculptures, Brandon?
Oh. Well, it's the gallery. I'm not sure if it's his direct gallery, like if it goes right to him. He doesn't have it doesn't look like a huge showroom, like it's its own place. So
what's his name?
Oh, God, what was his name? He had,
I just saw the phone number.
I actually looked at all the different art that he has.
I read the prep today.
He's got great art. I don't know why I can't be rich from selling bullshit like this.
You're not an artist.
But it doesn't look like it takes a lot of...
You weren't the Saint.
Yeah, you weren't in Real Genius. Plus this.
His name is Bale...
Oh, my God, he's so deep.
His name is Bale Creek Allen.
Bill?
Bale. B-A-L-E, Bale Creek.
Bale Creek?
People call me
that's
Bale
his,
Creek.
That's not a
that's
name.
That's his first name?
Bale Creek, yeah.
Wait, his name is Bale Creek, and his last name is Gallery? You sure that's not the name of the gallery?
His last name is Allen.
Okay, dial up the gallery. Maybe they're open on Sunday.
Do you remember this great Val Kilmer song that when he was singing?
Good God, you're everything. Take one.
Remember when he put out an album?
I completely forgot. The Hall Financial Hotline is open.
Good God, you're everything I see.
Walking down Main Street.
Good God, you're everything to me. Well, yeah, yeah.
Get your free appraisal.
Said, yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's so deep.
Walking down Main Street. First time I saw you.
Said she'd be with me. What?
He shut down his own phone. This is right off the website.
Whoa.
It's personal.
So that's 100% of the turn to zero.
Has to be, unless I fat fingered it with my huge hands.
I'll try it again. The Hall Financial Hotline, by the way, you should know that free appraisals are available when you originate a loan on a new home or on your first home or your dream home, whatever it is. Get a free appraisal. Shave a little money off, not to mention the deal you could get at Hall Financial. Click the link on our Drew and Mike show website. Is that him playing the guitar?
Yeah.
Cool. He cranks.
I think he has too many lyrics in this song.
Can I download this?
What?
And download this?
Good God.
Yellow?
Hello? Hello?
Is this the gallery?
Yeah, it's Bale Creek Allen Gallery.
Is Mr. Allen there, please?
This is he.
Hi, Mr. Allen. This is the Drew and Mike Show. We're calling from Detroit. We're familiar with these. You sell these beautiful. What are they? The tumbleweed sculptures.
Do. Yes.
Yeah, I was about to buy one from Val Kilmer, and I saw that those are, is he copying you or something?
Yeah, actually, I'm not at liberty to discuss this case because it's under a lawsuit at the moment. So
he didn't steal from you. What's the lawsuit about then?
I didn't say he didn't steal. I just said I can't discuss the case.
Okay, so in other words, if I buy one from him, those are his. They're not yours.
Like I said, I can't comment on the case. I'd be happy to defer you to my attorney, though.
Okay, because I'm a big Val Kilmer fan, and I love the sculptures. But if not originally his, I feel it's kind of wrong of me to buy them from him.
Like I said, I can't comment about the case. What? I can tell you about my own art.
Well, what about your life? Have you ever been in any movies?
Actually, I have. Yeah.
Wow. What movies?
I was in True Stories, David Byrne's movie, a long time ago.
Really? Do you know David Byrne? He's an artist.
Love that movie.
He's a great artist.
That's a fantastic movie. John Goodman was in that too, wasn't he?
John Goodman, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of his early ones.
Yeah, he was great.
Do you still know John Goodman?
Haven't been in touch with him in years.
Because I was going to say, maybe he could talk to Val for you and tell him to knock it off.
Well,
or you get your role in the Connors.
Am I on air right now?
Yeah, we're doing our show right now. Yes.
Okay. Nice to know.
Yeah, I said we're calling from the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
By the way, are these things doing well? The tumbleweed sculptures. I wasn't familiar with them until recently.
Yeah, they're out there. They've been out there for years and years and years. If you look up my work, you'll know that I've been doing them for years.
Okay, and you were the guy that started this phenomenon, right?
Yep.
Well, that is really, I understand you're in a prickly legal situation. You can't really talk about it, but how strange that must be to have suddenly this guy who's this Hollywood actor. And but I guess you can't really say anything about that.
Yeah, sorry, I can't discuss it. I'd love to. There's a lot I'd like to say, but I'm not at liberty.
Well, when you can, we'd love to talk to you.
I'd love to.
I bet it's a hell of a story.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Okay, now where can people see your sculptures online if they want to take a look?
Yeah, BaleCreekAllenGallery.com, and I actually have an art gallery where I show other artists, but then if you go to the website, under the website, I'm one of the artists. Click on my name under the artist section, then it kind of opens up my own window.
Okay. And where is the gallery actually located? What city?
In Austin, Texas.
Oh, Austin. Wow. Is that a good art town? I know it's a great music town.
Man, it's a great
Austin, Massachusetts.
Creative mecca for all kinds of art, you know? And it really is. It's actually a really good visual art town. It's coming alive right now.
If I went to
really good museums and a lot of young artists here and
bats.
Have you ever been in the audience at Austin City Limits?
I've been on stage in Austin City Limits and in the audience.
What?
Whoa, on stage.
What do you play?
I play drums.
Cool. Who'd you play with?
Yeah. I play with my dad quite a bit. I play with
just you and your dad play there. Okay, that's wild. South by Southwest, if I went to South by Southwest, would I see you there on stage too or in the audience? I guess not in the audience, right?
Now I'm trying to think if I've played South by. It's been a long time if I have, but I just play kind of just for fun, but I've always had a drum set since junior high, you know, so I've been in a lot of bands. And,
right.
Make art for a living and run the gallery.
And has the gallery been there a long time?
I've only had this gallery for 2 years, actually, and I've done about 13 shows, and I'm bringing artists from all over the world to do solo shows here in town.
Okay,
so I'm kind of exposing art.
How long?
Austin to a lot of really great art.
How long has Kilmer been doing that art, you know?
I couldn't say.
Too long, it sounds like.
Yeah.
or not long enough for his case. We'll see. Yeah, well, this will be exciting. If I see this thing is resolved, we'd love to talk to you and get a little. I mean, this is just
Matt,
so weird.
I'd appreciate that. That'd be good. Yeah, I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, thanks for the time, and we'll take a look on the online for you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks so much.
All right, take care.
All right.
Good for you and your father.
look up the cast for. What's the David Byrne movie again?
It's gone. Just don't worry about it. It's gone.
It's a great movie.
See if he was really in it.
Well, I just want to see which, how far deep into the cast you have to go to
Do
find him.
Do you think
him.
He's really good friends with him?
No. Wait, what? Sure. So Austin City Limits went, what's his first name, Brandon?
Bale.
Bale.
Bale Allen and his dad.
It was True Stories, right?
True Stories.
Yeah.
And this week's Austin Limits, it's Bale Allen and his dad.
That's my dad.
No, wait, there's Joe Harvey Allen was the lying woman.
I don't think he understood my question, did he? Is that what happened? I mean, they wouldn't just throw his dad up there and put an hour of that on PBS, would they?
No.
But that's what it sounded like, right?
Watch, his dad turns out to be some superstar.
His dad's Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Hence the reason he's an artist and doesn't have to get a real job.
How ridiculous.
Well, there's a Joe Harvey Allen in that movie, and it looks like an older woman, so maybe that's his mom.
Hmm.
But I don't see any other Allens in this.
Wait, he better not be a baby in that movie or something. Or else it just turned into a movie about babies I don't care about.
I don't see his name. Oh, Bale. I found him.
What happened? How far? How deep is he in
Pretty
the cast?
Deep. He plays.
Pretty deep.
He plays teenage boy in field.
I'm fucking 17.
Teenage boy in field. That's right below the credit for guy playing lip syncer, and right above the guy playing duck hunter, and above the guy playing laughing headline reader number one.
I'm seriously pumped to see him in the movie. I like that movie.
If he's in there.
That's a movie I'd like to see again. I love that movie. Have you seen True Stories?
No.
Really?
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
Isn't Wild, Wild Life, isn't Wild Life, Wild, Wild Life in that movie? The head song?
I don't know.
Or the David Byrne song?
How will we ever find this scene? Teenage boy in the field.
Is this from the movie?
I don't.
Let me look.
A great song.
It is. God, David Byrne is awesome. I missed him. Damn it.
And one of the best shows Graf's ever seen.
Well, I don't know what that means.
What?
Yes, this has been ripped off. This concept was so ripped off to have different people doing the lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
Your story's
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
Yeah, did you see the latest band to do this kind of video?
Who?
Malia Obama's friends.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What song?
It was a song I've never heard of before.
Bad.
It's not a very good one, and she doesn't do a very good job of lip syncing either.
Brandon, I couldn't find the video of it because every video I saw, they edited her out.
Really?
Yes. It's really, so the story is.
Wait, why isn't the song on the soundtrack? They got all the, like, the musical stuff.
Do they have a song by Teenage Boy in Field?
Not that I've seen.
So the story is Malia Obama's friends at Harvard.
Dandy Warhol stole the idea, too.
A lot of bands.
Bohemian have. Like Me. But that's kind of a
Weezer
video.
Just stole it for their Africa cover. Did you see that video?
No.
It'd be kind of, it's just a remake of their sweater song. I think it was a sweater song video, Undone. And the. Now, see, honestly, Brandon, every video I saw, they had Malia Obama cut out of it now on YouTube. So Malia Obama.
Probably because she was smoking.
She was playing a harmonica. But it's her friend's stupid band. And then when you watch the video, it like clips out for 2 seconds twice. And it's supposed to be the two times she's in the video. Which I thought was, what, because she was the president's daughter, we can't see it?
I guess not.
Is her likeness that copy? Is it under copyright restriction or something?
I don't know. She probably wanted it in there if she...
But it looks like garbage because it looks like a glitch down the song, and the song sucks.
I want to just sit here and listen to more David Byrne music, but that's not what we do. But we do this.
Do.
Oh.
And this is important, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to salvage the Starlink account.
Yeah, we need your help.
If you're getting a Lincoln, please call our friends at Star.
Yeah, or go visit them in Southfield, 12 in Telegraph. That's where Hoop McInerney Star Lincoln is. 2019s have arrived. They have the 2019 Lincoln MKCs. They're great cars. You can get a lease as low as $331 a month. Of course, X and A-plant customers, you're going to get even better savings than that. If you're a Conquest buyer, that means if you have another car from somewhere else and you want to change and try a real luxury car, you can save thousands on the Continental. It is America's foremost luxury sedan. And also out now, because it is almost, is it technically October? Well, tomorrow's October.
Yeah, it's October. Yeah.
The Nautilus is coming. The Nautilus comes standard with safety extras that otherwise cost thousands. It's got 22-way adjustable seats, blind spot monitoring,
hey, lanes. Jerry Harrison from Talking Heads is in this movie.
Is he
playing a Prince lookalike lip syncer and a Billy Idol lookalike lip syncer?
Wait, the baseball player? Jerry Harrison?
No. The Talking Heads
player.
Talking Heads drummer.
Does he drive a Lincoln? Can he buy one?
He could buy a Lincoln. So could his wife, Tina Weymouth. And they were in the Tom Club together, by the way.
They can get the Star treatment. That means free loaners, free pickup and delivery.
TomTom Club had a hit, by the way.
Immaculate showroom and service areas and a welcoming staff of pros. It's all at Hoop McInerney Starling. And for 50 years, a legendary jewel among Detroit Lincoln dealerships.
Chris Franz from Talking Heads and Tina Weymouth are in the movie, too.
It sounds like a Talking Head movie vehicle.
Bill Allen, teenage boy in field. There he is.
Give Jimmy D a call. Help us out. Go buy a Lincoln. Help yourself out and get a Lincoln. Call Jimmy D, 855-567-STAR, or email him. He'll let you know what's available and what it'll cost to get yourself into a Lincoln. Jimmy D at starlincoln.com. It's Hoop McInerney, Star Lincoln, all at 12 and Telegraph in Southfield.
Break the
script.
Going to go to Star Lincoln.
I thought there was
oh, my
be...
God. He's so... deep.
It had the clip right under him. I thought it was going to be of him as the teenage boy in the field, but
it was the trailer when I clicked on it.
Yeah, that's what happened to me too. Damn it!
Oh, thanks, Brandon. 55.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, gross.
About that. No, oh not. My God!
Did you win your what?
I've got quite a text string from Matt Riley.
Oh, is it about? Did my question get answered yet?
No, wait. Oh, let's see. Wait.
My question is,
the Cubs won the season series. That's why.
Then why have a playoff?
Because it's a chance to make a little more dough.
My God, they have 162 games. They really need to play an extra. Well, this happened because Milwaukee, the Brewers, and the Cubs are tied for the NL Central. So one team wins the division and the other team's going to have to go play a wild card. So they're having a playoff. And I asked Drew, I said, well, where are they playing? He said, Wrigley. He said, how do they decide who plays at Wrigley? Because why doesn't that just decide who won the division?
Also, what, you know, you guys.
V-U-N-T.
You have to spend a starter on that playoff game, too.
It's a waste. If they need the money that bad, then just add another playoff series or make the wild card a playoff series.
Oh. Did you know how the Colts game ended?
We had it on.
Yeah,
I know,
we
just saw the field goal. The Colts were tied and went for it on 4th-and-4 from their own 42 with 27 left, seconds left, no T. Didn't get it. Houston threw one pass and kicked the field goal to win.
Wait, what, it was tied?
Yeah, it was tied, and they had 4th-and-4 from their own 42 with 27 seconds left. They didn't get the first down. Houston threw one pass and kicked the winning field goal.
You know what, though? I kind of admire that. They're going for the win.
Yeah, but they lost.
Well, it didn't work, but 4th-and-4.
It would have been a long field goal
That's a tough one. I don't know.
What yard
line? Easy to criticize, Matt Riley.
What yard line?
Their own 42.
Oh, I don't have a problem with that at all.
Their own 42? Shit.
I'm not crazy about it. I guess I'm a little more conservative.
Well, the other move was, who's the former Ohio State linebacker, played for New England? That's the coach of the Tennessee.
Vrabel.
Breaking news.
Oh.
Matt is even more livid than I thought.
About what?
Okay, the Tigers and the Brewers. Brewers got men on 2nd and 3rd. Yelich came up.
Yeah.
He needs two RBIs to win the Triple Crown.
Yeah. They walk him?
They walked him. And...
Hey, they're playing to win the game, though, man.
Gibby and Shep did not mention that this could affect the Triple Crown.
They're playing to win the game, though.
I think that's unhappy that this... I don't know. I don't want to speak for him. He's pretty broken up.
What if he wants to win it like Strahan got the sack record, fine.
Oh, and Arenado's hit two home runs for Colorado, jumped in front of Yelich by a homer.
Oh, great.
Well, Yelich walks away. He's walked twice in the game now.
What
happened, Brandon?
Let me guess, you're playing against Arenado?
Yeah. Dude, this is a lot of money.
All right, pull it up. Pull it up. I want to know how you're doing. I want to know how you're doing.
Not until all the games are over.
Come on. Well, just pull it up. Let me see. Don't look at the screen.
No.
I'm rooting for you.
No, I can't. It'll jinx it.
Lord, cool. Jinx it. Like it has any bearing.
I think.
As if you look, the team.
What he's not telling us, Mark, is that if he doesn't see it, the points don't count. So.
Everybody's in like the top, like the seventh, eighth, or ninth inning. The games will be over soon. I'll check it.
Well, that's exciting.
I'm nervous.
Maybe your guy has hit two home runs today.
Maybe.
To be my own fantasy man.
Yeah.
Well.
You really won't look at
well,
it.
Well, well.
Not yet. I'm too nervous. It's a lot of money.
Nervous.
Yeah. Fuck.
We have new Zot copy.
Yeah, I put it
this
in.
This interesting Zot copy. It's not even typed the way it's normally typed.
I hope it's real.
It looks real to me.
Of course it's real.
Okay. Lindsay Lohan making news this weekend.
Just phenomenal.
This is so stupid. Why? Where is she? Where has this happened?
Russia.
She's in Russia. Why is she in Russia?
Why not?
Okay, and she's... she's badgering a Russian or a refugee family.
Yeah.
And I guess she eventually was suggesting that these children were being trafficked.
She allegedly was leaving a bar or a nightclub and she's badgering the homeless people, which is kind of refreshing because usually isn't it the other way around where the homeless people are badgering the drunks leaving?
Yeah. Okay. So we're evening things up. Thanks to Lindsay.
Yeah. So ridiculous.
But listen to the accent she's speaking in. And just hearing her talk to these people, she ends up getting punched in the face by the mother because she's suggesting she should take the kids to a hotel room.
You know what the accent reminded me of? Have you ever seen people when they go to a foreign country and they speak English, but with the accent of the people in that country, so maybe they would understand it a little better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know. It's preposterous.
We were on a family trip and in Germany, and my dad was trying to talk to someone who spoke only German by using an accent in English, but the accent... But for some reason, my dad's accent was Asian.
What?
And the whole family's laughing at him because he's like...
Well, maybe they spoke Chinese.
With an Asian accent. He's like, the coins are in the car.
Here it is.
We're sitting there laughing. What are you talking
about? He walks up to the German.
My teammate gave me an opportunity, so I wanted to do something about it.
That's what it was like. We're like, Dad, we're in Germany. Use a German English accent if you have to use an accent. The coins are in the car.
Let's hear.
It's a German thing. You wouldn't understand.
That wasn't the line. The coins are in the car.
Let's hear. Lindsay Lohan is trying so hard to help.
I just want to show you a family that I met. That's a Syrian refugee family.
She sounds lovely.
She's a little buzzed, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah.
And they really need help.
But she wasn't drinking.
Tell me your story so I can help you. Look what's happening. They're trafficking children.
Wait, you're telling me your story.
I won't leave until I take you.
I won't leave until I take you.
No.
Oops, sorry.
I won't leave until I take you. Now I know who you are.
Turn your phone sideways.
Don't fuck with me.
Don't the fuck with me.
Fuck with me.
Hey, kids. This is the Arab. This is not Arab. You're ruining Arab culture by doing this.
What are you talking about?
Oh my God.
You're taking these children. They want to go.
Are we sure this isn't Alyssa Milano?
I'm no Steve. I'm with you. I'm with you. Boys, don't worry. The whole world is seeing this right now.
Huh?
Is he your son? From Pakistan.
From Pakistan.
Don't fuck with Pakistan.
What?
Don't fuck with Pakistan.
What in the hell?
Give me your...
You're such a fucking idiot.
Boom!
His mom punches her.
As if being a Syrian refugee in Russia isn't bad enough, now you have to be running away from Lindsay Lohan.
I know.
She's crying now.
Like, they even know who she is.
And they were trying to run to me, and I'm just, like, so scared. I literally can't.
You're a star of Parent Trap.
How
do they know who she is?
You have orange vagina.
You have the sweatiest, stinkiest vagina. It smells like a diarrhea.
Oh my God.
It is smelling like diarrhea.
Lindsay Lohan has got the stinkiest, f***ing sweaty, orange vagina anyone has ever seen. I haven't seen it, but it s*** out freckles. It's orange, and it f***ing smells like diarrhea.
I don't...
What if that's what they know her from?
I don't
She's
even,
a fire crotch.
I don't even know what to say about that. This is so stupid.
She's nuts.
MTV's counting on her to bring them a big show. I guess they know she's crazy, so... I guess if there's enough crazy stuff.
She was trying to offer this family a hotel for the night, which...
Well, originally she was. Then she
You come with me, I give you a hotel.
She decided they were trafficking their kids.
You are trafficking.
Somewhere in the line because they weren't being friendly.
Well, she did,
Pakistan.
She did a lot of deep investigative work to find that out.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah, she looked at him.
She's always done her homework. I'll say that for her.
Detective John Kimball.
You got to love her impulsive nature to do something like that.
Why?
Good for her.
Wait, I want to go back in time for a minute. Remember the people that were in her vehicle when she was driving 100 miles an hour through like a 20-mile-an-hour town, and they were demanding she stop and let them out? And I think they tried to charge her with false imprisonments.
Yes, one of them was
and
from
she was
here.
Drunk.
Mm-hmm.
What? Why were they in her vehicle, and why wouldn't she let them out? Oh, she's chasing her assistant.
They worked for her, yeah. Well, I think thought the publicist was in the car.
Oh, that's right.
And
who
she,
had quit?
And I think
who
that publicist is from Royal Oak.
I think the publicist quit during the ride.
Well, yeah. I was
and demanded to be let out.
She knew it was so
out.
Nuts she wouldn't be able to explain it.
And she get arrested? Was that when she arrested?
God, I don't remember, Drew. I'm sure her titty was hanging out.
I was trying to go through this with Brandon. I felt we both were failing a little bit. When was the Samantha Ronson craziness with Lindsay Lohan? How long ago was that?
Oh, boy.
Ronson, I guess it was 2012.
Oh, longer than that.
My memory's not as bad as I thought.
I'm going to say 07, 06, 07.
Are you looking it up, Brandon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was...
Was it that long ago?
What fucking madness.
Here's the throwback Thursday.
Her mom just declared bankruptcy, by the way. Her mom's in pretty severe financial
Well, get her
shit.
Mom a hotel room then.
2008.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at her staring at her. Ooh.
Oh, imagine those two eating beef. Ugh.
Scissor me timbers!
Yeah.
I don't get that whole thing.
Ronson needs a shower.
Ronson was a total lesbo.
Hey, Ronson!
And I think Lindsay Lohan was not.
What, you think she was just Who in it?
Maybe she's bi.
But are you a lesbian?
I couldn't figure out why Samantha Ronson bothered with the craziness. Was she just think she was so hot? She liked the titties?
Yeah, she was kind of hot.
Yeah, she
Back
was.
Then,
she
the looks, Lindsay Lohan.
I think she looks really weird now.
The Lindsay Lohan? She looks terrible.
Who called her the Lindsay Lohan? I forgot.
Wasn't that?
Greasy Bear.
Greasy Bear.
Oh.
The Lindsay Lohan has the stinkiest, sweatiest vagina.
He called her the Lindsay Lohan? I thought that was someone else for some reason.
Wasn't it?
Somewhere Probably in the 15-minute video. I mean, we only have a portion of it. He definitely does. This one, he just...
Lindsay Lohan has got the stinkiest...
He just starts that.
No, it wasn't him. Was it?
No, I don't think it was. I think it was somebody else. And it doesn't make sense. It was just a kind of a wacko. Who the fuck was that?
I can't remember.
She's a fire crotch.
Excuse me. God, old.
I wonder if the carpet matches her pubes.
I'll tell you what I can remember, though, and that is that there's new copy for Zot.
Oh, yeah.
And let's take a look. Let's take a look. See, we're always busting Maz's nuts about. Well, we're always busting about.
Girl, I don't want to bust his nut.
That being said, as it turns out, all the Zot Ford customers that buy from Maz actually love Maz, including my nephew.
Really?
Yeah, he got an F-150.
Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Here's some of Maz's online reviews. Well done, Maz. Oh, please.
This guy has the stinkiest, sweaty.
Maz waved his commission. As I was shaking his hand and meeting him. That's how responsive he is. He gave me a fantastic deal, and he didn't try to sell me any of the extras. No, I'm just joking. I guess, wait, are there reviews online I'm supposed to read?
Well, he printed them out for you.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, I think the first one's
I thought
on
he was
front.
Asking me to take creative license. Great buying.
They're real reviews.
Actual reviews. Great buying experience. Tom Aswick got me into the F-150 that was best for me. Well worth the drive to Holly to be taken care of by the best that's out for it. Thanks, Tom. That's from Phil. Never dreamed I could afford the monthly payment range I needed. I put 58 miles on my 2018 Ford Focus SEL since I bought it last night. I love it. Go to Zot Ford and Holly. They will hook you up. Ask for Tom Mazaway. Well. Okay. Well done, Maz. Those are some great reviews. If you want an awesome deal from a ridiculous guy, go visit Tom Mazaway and our friends at Zot Ford and Holly or surf their sensational deals and massive inventory at dealsnadie.com. And you know, the F-150 thing is over. Is it Monday at 9 p.m.? So you can still get that incredible, that appalling 2-for-1 deal. I think Ford is, they may suspend Gabara for this.
Because it's been too successful?
Yeah, they're hot under the collar. They were not expecting this much activity.
Tough position to be in.
They are trying to crank out more F-150s to keep up with Gabara, and a lot of the people in the line are complaining. It's a real headache.
People in the line are complaining. We're running out of F-150s.
Yeah. So there. Then there's, I took all the copy. Oh, my gosh. What a cumbersome commercial that was because of my lack of preparation.
I was just looking online at the dealer reviews. Tom has 5 stars. Very well, Tommy. Well done.
Well.
I mean, there's still no faces on the Rod Stewart channel, but well done.
No, and there never will be. Dr. Roche, meanwhile, is just sending happy people out the door, looking better with whether it's new boobs or fixed boobs or whatever kind of boobs or medium boobs. Boobs, always boobs. Surgeries every week. I swear they must do 3 sets of boobs a week, and they're doing lipo and they're doing Diva.
Making the world a better place.
They're trying to. And then, of course, the fat transfers, and they've been busy with body tight. It's the year of body tight. People are tightening their bodies. The necks, and I noticed they do the body tight in the necks, and they also do the fat transfers in the necks, and that I mean, Maureen McCormick, I don't know what she's waiting for. Some have suggested many other celebrities could be visiting there and getting some fat transfers and waking up that tired, weary skin, or the BBLs, or some of the sun damage that they do work on. It's all lasers. Body tight, of course, is a little more dramatic, but the results are too, and it improves from months afterwards. Fractura.
Up my head. My neck does a very good job of holding up my head.
And you'd be surprised at how quickly people do recover from these things. You know, like Diva, that's 24 hours, I think. You're just back to normal. You go back to work. You go there for, 10 minutes or something.
Feeling great about yourself.
So check out the pictures. We are the number one source for their clicks.
Really?
Yes, we are.
That's pretty cool.
www.droche or call for consult 248-338-1110. And Luke Nowacki, I got to get him some information. Whether you have $11 trillion, got like 3 emails. Whether you have $11 trillion or $3 and something in change saved up, it's important to have a plan in place when saving for retirement. Some people believe it's never been worse. But the truth is, there's never been a bad time. Was that a fake fart, Brandon?
That was real.
Was that real?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
You're going to need a sponge.
Truth is, there's never been a bad time to reanalyze your current plan to achieve the retirement you want. Call Luke at 248-663-4748 for no obligation review of your financial strategy. Security Investment Advisory Services authored through Signator Investors Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, registered investment advisor, 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 48034, 248-663-4700.
That was fake.
That was very fake. I was laughing when I got downstairs and was talking to Brandon because we were watching Kanye West, who apparently decided that Saturday Night Live wasn't long enough, and he went on a rant after the closing credits.
Yeah, it wasn't even on TV.
No, but I guess he knew somebody put it on their phone and it would get online. Is that viral, or is it antiviral? Because he's wearing a MAGA hat.
I'm sure it's viral.
He was angry because they didn't want him to wear a Make America Great Again hat.
He said he was being bullied. I'm sure Kanye's gonna get a lot of sympathy.
You know, I want to say something though. I'm really stunned that they would tell Kanye West not to wear a MAGA hat.
If they did.
Well, yeah, there's that.
If they did. And if they did, that's bullshit, but if they did.
He's standing there for 15 minutes and they're standing behind him. I would think somebody would have said, well, I don't know. What's the guy from TMZ? Van. Van would have said something.
It would have been great if someone would have just gone, boink, because there's nothing better than seeing someone get their hat stolen from them.
I know, and revealing hat head.
Revealing hat head.
But, you know, honestly, I appreciate what he's saying. I know he's the wrong guy to say it, and nobody's listening to him on the left anyway. But he's trying to say, and he's not, I don't think he's just talking to the left, actually.
No, he made sense what he said.
He's saying, think for yourself. Don't let people tell you how to think. And, you know, he has a very unpopular thought. He likes Trump, but he's allowed to do that.
The crowd and the cast don't seem to agree.
No, I wouldn't expect expect a lot of agreement there.
Oh, the cast they just all held their. You didn't watch the.
I'm surprised they're standing there. No. Honestly, I'm surprised they didn't vacate.
They just stand there with their hands over their mouths, and they're just like, for 15 minutes. They don't even move.
Oh, he's a little crazy.
Nobody gives. There's not a single. There's like two claps. It's really awkward.
Yeah, it is weird.
He knows how to read a room. You got to give Kanye that.
He does. Yeah, he did it at TMZ.
The audio's not great, but here's some of it.
LA, New York, writers, rappers, musicians, so it's easy to make it seem like it's so one-sided.
Look at the cast.
Now you got a situation where we need to have a dialogue and not a diatribe. Because if you want something to change, it's not going to do it.
Ooh, a lot of support.
Oh, boy.
Isn't the show over?
Yes.
Yeah, they all want to get to the party.
2020, all my smart friends.
Why is
so many times I talk to like.
Why do they keep editing
it? It's the way the video is cut.
How could you like Trump? He's racist. Well, if I was concerned about racism, I would have moved out of America a long time ago. We don't just make our decisions when all was never pressed.
Wait, so it's okay? I mean, if you think he's racist, it's okay in his mind? Is that what he's saying? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm not sure what he's saying.
That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, sure, Trump's racist, but this country's always been racist, so.
This was 15 minutes long.
I don't care, but.
Yeah. I saw the first few minutes, and he's talking about just not thinking what people tell you to think, but thinking for yourself. And I think that's become a lost art in America, particularly on college campuses. If you don't think the way you're supposed to think, then you will be told that you're wrong.
You know who loved that speech?
Who?
Trump.
Oh.
Did you see his tweet?
I did not.
Like many, I don't watch Saturday Night Live.
Do you follow him on Twitter?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
That's right.
I never go on Twitter, but yeah, I look at his tweets. They're entertaining. Like many, I don't watch Saturday Night Live, even though I past hosted it. No. Past hosted it?
Just remember that.
No longer.
Well, I'm laughing that he has to point out that they did want me at one time.
No longer funny, no talent or charm. How do you know if you're not watching?
That's why he's not on anymore.
But if he's not watching it,
it was funny and charming, he would host it.
It's just a political ad for the Dems. Word is that Kanye West, who put on a MAGA hat after the show, despite being told no, was great. He's leading the charge.
I don't think.
Do people know what
the effect of his.
Do people love Kanye now?
Kanye is.
I'm so confused by this. You know what it is? People that hated him now like him, and people that liked him now hate him. That's how dumb it is.
I'm not sure where it all is. Is he selling records? He's got a new record, right?
Yeah, well, that lovely first song that he did. Have you ever heard that song before?
No.
Because it was highly edited, yet a couple curses dig it over. That song, I think, is his highest song in like a decade.
What's the name of it?
The one with Lil Pump.
Yes, that is
his name. Lil Pump.
Lil Pump.
I don't think his music is written for me, but.
No, but the last song he did,
the one with the girl.
Yeah, this song. The one he did at the very end credits before that rant was actually pretty good.
Was that with the girl with her titties? Was she wearing a see-through top?
I think that was the second. He did three songs.
Oh, okay. I saw two.
You're such a fucking hoe. I love it.
Nice lyrics.
You're such a fucking hoe. I love it.
This is a big hit, this song.
Your boyfriend is a dork. Make love it.
Dork.
I just pull
This is another, Lil Pump is another one of these guys who has tattoos all over his face.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I like that trend.
Yeah, it's a good look. This song, by the way, guess where it premiered?
Where?
At the Pornhub Awards.
Oh, wonderful.
I mean, where else would you premiere a song like that?
This was a big hit, huh?
This was a top 10 hit record.
Okay.
It's peak. Let's see, I'm looking up. Peak position number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100.
So does radio have nothing? Because radio can't play this, obviously.
Well, there's an edited version. I mean, he performed it on SNL.
Oh, okay. Who plays it on the radio? I mean, locally.
I don't know. JLB, maybe?
105.1 can't play it anymore.
No. That's right. Are they playing Kanye?
I don't know.
Or is that just the morning show?
People were sending me emails saying, I heard Kanye West on 105.1.
Oh, you busted him.
They were so angry.
I'll give him credit. That was so brilliantly stupid of them.
Now, wait, I've forgotten. Did they say they wouldn't play him after TMZ? Was that what it was?
Yeah, slavery.
Okay. So. But Joanna wasn't part of that.
No.
So that was just a morning
show. She handled herself well when we called.
That was a powerful event.
I thought I will give him credit. I thought that Ghost Town song was not too bad in the end.
You know, it's not. I guess it's just not about me. It's not all about me, sweetheart.
I'm just not a fan of it.
I just want more music.
Well, you might dig this song.
Someday I wanna wear a star.
Oh my God, he's so deep.
Someday, I wanna lay down like God did on Sunday.
I mean, it's drastically different than that last song. I love it.
I remember three songs on that way. Yeah, way.
You know, he's singing this live?
He did this live, yeah.
Oh, is this a studio version?
Yeah, this one is.
I mean, sounds like you can halfway sing here. Okay. Well, that's what's working these days, I guess.
I need some face tattoos. Stat!
I'm in. I'm with you, brother.
Just one that says green blob.
Does Kanye have a lot of green blobs?
No.
Nope. Elon Musk. Well.
See you.
Yeah. $20 million fine, and his company pays $20 million. Now, Stephanie with SpaceX, we believe, is not affected by this.
I hope not. Although you might think it would send ripples through all his companies.
Well, I don't know. Has anybody ever completely dissembled quite like Elon Musk?
No, but he's an idea man.
I know. I
mean, what is anything? Well, I guess SpaceX came to some fruition.
Hey, that flame.
Wait, no.
What
did he originally make his money on?
PayPal.
Yeah.
That was a huge success. No, I still think he's a neat guy. Something seems to have gone south though.
I blame it on Grimes.
That didn't help.
He said that tweet was to make her laugh. The 420 weed reference.
Yeah, it cost him $20 million.
Great joke.
You know what I think is interesting about this? The SEC fines him and fines his company. Writing a $20 million check is just nothing to him.
No. But I'm sure he'd rather not. Well,
he loses control of his company.
Yeah, but is he still on the board?
I don't know. I'm confused
really
by this.
Confusing.
Is this what? It seems like this is the kind of thing a lot of people might go to jail for.
Yeah.
So
right,
it seems like a pretty major slap on the wrist. Although he does lose a lot.
No, he is still CEO, but he's not chairman. So
right.
What's the difference?
And I think it's what 2 or 3 years he can run and become chairman again.
Hmm.
So he can become the chairman again in just a short period. I think this is just a way to kind of
has he settled with Pedo guy?
I don't think he's settled with Pedo guy yet.
He's the new chairman, Pedo.
Pedo guy
part
takes
of the
over
settlement.
The company.
He's in charge of Tesla now.
He's changed his name to Pedo guy because everybody knows that name.
Yeah, they changed the name of Tesla, too. You're now driving a Pedo. It's the new car. Get into a 2019 Pedo.
Is Pedo...
Is it Pedo or
sorry,
is it Pedo?
Sorry, left. I think it's Pedo. I like Pedo.
Pedo sounds better.
Pedo sounds cuter. Is pedo, do people call pedophiles pedos?
Well, do you remember the bear, Pedo Bear?
No.
They called it Pedo Bear. It's that meme of the stupid, silly bear, and whenever people would post him, it would pretty much represent pedophilia.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
You've seen this guy.
No.
No? You've never seen that?
No. He's adorable.
Way to be on the internet.
I just never heard somebody called a pedo guy or a pedo girl. It just seemed like, if nothing else, it was an interesting, it may cost him a lot of money, but.
I mean, Tesla stock's down to 264 after hours, so I kind of want to buy some.
What was it before? Wasn't it $10 or $6?
When?
Like
264 now. A year ago? Probably.
Well, change your history. $3
or something that changed.
Let's see. Last year?
Yeah.
$4,000.
Yeah, last year at this time, it was at 341.
Oh, that's all? So that's a lot percentage-wise. I just thought it was in the $6 range at one point.
It's 52-week lows, 244.
Spend your money well.
Okay,
November 22nd, 2013, it was at $121. That's its low all time, or that's 5 years.
Wait, $1.21?
No, $121.
Oh, so it's lost a lot.
Yeah.
It's lost thousands and thousands of percentages.
Well, no. That was its low in the last 5 years.
Wait, I thought you said it's $2.44. It was $121?
Now it's $264. $264 a share.
Okay. Per share?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you meant $2.64.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
What's its all-time high?
$387.
Okay.
He had funding at $420.
That was not easy to figure out.
I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I really didn't know my subject matter. I don't know why, but that's still a lot. I mean, that's still.
I want to buy some now.
$240. That's a lot of money. I mean, if it's going down, it's got a ways to go. I mean, a $240 stock, that sounds low, but you know, it could always get to $80.
Yeah. Well, depends if they're going to start delivering cars or not.
Well, maybe they need some help at the top, but.
Oh, well, they got pedo guy now.
That's true.
Pedo guy.
You could do a good job. Pedo Geppetto. Guy, please. The Romeo of Rimini died.
Who?
The Romeo of Rimini.
The hell is that?
That's this guy that nailed 6,000 chicks.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, Brandon's prep.
You did not bang 6,000 chicks. I'm calling
he's fake. There's a statue to the guy.
What, really?
In Rimini, Italy, yes. Because he banged so many chicks.
Oh, how Italian. This guy banged so many chicks, we're going to build a statue of him.
Do you know how he died?
Yeah, he was banging a 23-year-old.
He died doing what everybody wants to do when they die.
He was 63 years old.
Did he finish?
We don't know that. Do we?
What if he died and then finished?
It kind of freaked me out.
Well, not as much as the
shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night, gone too soon.
But Brandon, would you agree that he's a very dorky looking guy?
You know, he's got that rock star, that 80s rock star look to him.
But it looks like a lame 80s rock star to me.
He looks like a poor
more like a karaoke star.
A poor man's Fabio.
Maurizio Zanfant.
Look at my early album. The first album that I made as paparazzi. It's called Dream Girls.
Now he's just singing about his other albums. This is called Why Do I Always Slip Into a Fake Italian Accent?
He's with a lot of hot chicks in these pictures, too.
I know. Well,
why? He's not that hot.
No, he's not. He's goofy looking. But he has a club. He's a nightclub that's very popular. So there are always chicks around.
Yeah.
He's
the Dennis Hoff.
Look how goofy looking he is. Does he look like Dennis Hoff slightly?
No.
With hair?
No, I think Dennis Hoff's a little heavier.
He has long blonde hair. Somehow he avoided gray hair. I don't know how he did it. But he likes wearing open shirts. Wait, go back to the last one. Go back to the last picture. Look at that stupid leather vest he's wearing with no shirt underneath.
Wow.
And it's open.
And then why is he wearing it?
I guess chicks
wear a shirt.
Maybe in Italy that works.
There's no function.
But he's cool. He's got a leather vest on. I mean, he's wearing leather.
Can you just tell everybody?
Got a design too.
I own a leather vest.
I did not picture this guy.
Is that him now?
That was him towards the end, yeah.
Oh, who is
still nailing chicks? Still nailing a 23-year-old.
Okay. I guarantee you the 23-year-old is disgusting.
Well, can we find out who she is, Brandon?
I'll look into it. I think you're jelly, Mark.
I'm sure. I just don't believe it. I'm sure if you saw a graph of how hot the girls are, it goes like this.
Yeah, but at that age, when you're 63 and you're nailing someone 40 years your junior, I mean, I'm pretty sure that you're loose on your standards.
I think this guy...
She was a tourist, too.
So I think he's a good example of the fact that if you have ridiculous confidence, if you believe in yourself,
yeah,
that you can nail chicks. You can nail 6,000 chicks.
Where did
it sounded like that he nailed a lot of models, too. This girl was a model, wasn't she, Brandon?
So is Tess Holliday.
Well, maybe it was Tess Holliday, but...
I haven't seen her name.
You know what's funny? Tess Holliday would not sleep with him in a million years.
Why?
Because she's Tess Holliday. She's a star.
Star.
She
can
is.
Can we call somebody in this town? What town is he in?
Rimini.
Rimini?
Yep.
Leah Rimini? Leah Rimini, Italy. R-I-M-I-N-I. Is that right? You spell it? Okay. What do you think's open in that town? Is it a hotel? Should we call a hotel?
Yeah, because it would be... Let's see, it'd be late there, but that's okay. Yeah, hotel would have to answer.
I'll answer.
The only thing I think I see is that she was a 23-year-old tourist, so.
Okay, well.
Well, maybe she's staying at the hotel.
I confused model and tourist. Small mistake.
All right, here's the number. This is
she's
called,
still 23.
Let me write this down. This is called Hotel
she sounds
Hotel Sporting. Some generic.
He would probably take chicks there.
4.3 stars.
Yeah. I think you go for the 5-star, but I don't know. His club is called Blow Up. It sounded like the club did really well.
Oh, he's got a club?
Yeah, that's how he hauled... Thanks for the podcast.
Sorry.
That's how he hauled the chicks in.
I was too angry. I was too green with envy.
He would stand outside and tell chicks they had to come into his club because it was cool, and they would end up nailing him.
All right, one more time. What's the name of the club? Club Blow?
Club Blow, B-L-O-W.
Gross.
Are you checking reviews? Let's read some reviews.
Well, maybe they're open.
Maybe girls are reviewing his bedroom manner.
Blow up disco. Blow up
chicks
disco.
Traveled the world to nail this guy.
They did.
It's got 5-star reviews on Facebook.
I told you this guy.
Get a room with this guy. Why don't you sleep with him?
He's full of confidence.
Ah, it sounds like you're ready to put out for him.
He could probably talk anyone into sex.
How many dudes do you think he's paying?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe just to prove himself, he did, like Jim Jones.
He's got great reviews. I don't see anything other than a 5-star review.
Do they mention him?
No. But then again, I can't read Italian.
Well, he's probably in the back nailing somebody, so nobody knows he's involved.
He's got its own Twitter page.
Do you want to call that place, or you want to call this number here?
Oh, Blow Up.
I can't find the number for him yet.
Okay.
There's no number for Blow Up?
I'm looking. I found their website, finally. Do you think contatti is Italian for contact?
It sounds like your dad's trying to speak Italian.
I don't know, man.
Call the hotel. Maybe they know.
Is there anything funny than seeing a kicker miss a short field goal?
A receiver drop a wide open pass.
What song is it? Oh, Girls, Girls, Girls. Yeah. It's probably the same song.
No ringing?
I'm going to try it again.
Did you drop the zero?
Oh, I got to drop that sucker?
I think so, yeah.
It's just like math.
Carry the zero. Man, these are great lyrics.
The millennials know how to do.
Oh my God, he's so deep.
The millennials know how to do math.
Why? No, you don't need to. What?
The number you have dialed is not valid.
That's what I mean. If they don't have their calculators.
You sure got to drop that zero?
Well, it didn't work with it or without it, huh?
Does his statue come up online? The Romeo Rimini?
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either.
Didn't your story say he had a statue, Brandon? Everything feels hazy today. I think this cold is just destroying me.
No. We can't find anything.
There we go.
That's not it.
Is it a hotel?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Buonasera, sono Alex.
I was considering a stay at your hotel. Are you near the statue of the Romeo of Rimini?
Of Romeo?
The Romeo of Rimini? Are you? Is
no.
Your,
see.
Are you? No.
You're not familiar with him?
Maurizio Zanfanti?
No, Romeo, no. Romeo is Verona.
Oh, is it, he's from Verona, Italy?
Oh, you know him.
Romeo and Juliet. Romeo and Juliet.
No, not Romeo and Juliet.
Roma.
No.
Roma.
Do you know the club Blow Up?
Blow Up, yes.
Yeah. You know the guy that owns it?
Sorry?
You know the guy that owns the club Blow Up? What's his name, Brandon?
No.
Maurizio Zanfanti.
Maurizio Zanfanti?
Zanfanti, yes.
Yeah. The guy with all the guy that all the ladies like him.
Yeah.
Yes. He died. Some days ago.
Do you think? Okay, I'm calling from a radio show in the USA in Detroit.
And
okay. We just were reading about the Romeo of Rimini. What's his name, Brandon?
Maurizio.
And they said that the ladies were crazy about him, that he had 6,000 women in his life. Is that true?
Yes, it's true. Yes.
Wow.
How many guys? I'm joking. Did he ever stay at your hotel?
Sorry?
Did you ever see him at your hotel?
I don't know.
Okay, were these girls, were they beautiful or were they slobs?
I'm too young. I can't answer at this question. No, yeah. Watching photos was young. Young and beautiful. From Sweden, Norway.
Really?
Would you?
Finland.
Wow. We just can't figure it out. He seems, he doesn't seem like the typical man who would, you know, have that many beautiful women, but apparently he does.
I'm sorry, but I don't know.
You're doing great,
Zanza. Yeah.
No, I think
I can't answer at these questions.
I think you pretty
well. I only read the newspaper.
Yeah, no, I think you sound like you're being modest about it. It sounds like you nail a lot of hot chicks, and we appreciate your verifying that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
See, he agrees.
That guy's seen him.
He needed me to state it. He sounded like he was notarying him occasionally.
He's probably seen it.
He agreed with the 6,000 number. The guy's famous for nailing chicks.
He's been his wingman. He's gotten Maurizio's sloppy seconds.
I love how you can just make the world this tiny little place.
Yeah, thanks to the internet. The internet's great.
No, I'm not saying the internet's great. Fucking internet. Oh, my God, I hate the internet. Did you see the 48 hours last night, perchance?
No.
Wow, I was on the dark web.
Oh, you know what?
2 hours long.
Shit, they previewed it on CBS this morning, and I wanted to see it. Didn't they stop a murder in Minneapolis?
Yes. It's just fucking amazing.
I don't get it.
Incredible. I don't get it either. I don't get it. If it's so, okay, if people can encrypt their way in to buy murders, then someone can encrypt their way in to find out about it, as they pointed out on 48 Hours. So why isn't there more time being spent on the dark web?
It's a big place. And a lot of times you have to be invited into certain websites. Like there's journalists
But what about all the hackers and all these wizards?
Yeah, they don't want to give that stuff up.
No, I mean the people that work, the good hackers. Like the busted hack. Like they bust hackers all the time and they turn them.
I was listening to a podcast and they had a journalist down there, a guy who's in the dark web and always trying to bust up. Because, you know, that's where all your...
Was he in London?
Where all your child porn
is. I don't think so.
There's a guy in 48 Hours that was busting people.
He was talking about the marketplace for stolen information.
Yeah.
And I just broke the internet.
He's like, yeah, no, the site's kind of like Amazon. You just type in Best Buy code. And he said some of the best ways... or the most successful ways to cheat is you just go into somebody's, say, Best Buy and collect all their points every time they buy something and then just cash it in. And nobody realizes it until they go to cash in their points. And he said there's a whole marketplace for it.
The great sleuth.
But then, of course, there are the pedophile. There's all the pedos out there.
And the murderers.
And
there's an organization.
Hey there, the net.
Did they say, what's the going rate on the dark web for a murder?
$5,000.
Why is it always $5,000?
I don't know. This is exactly what I thought. I think it's a volume business.
I'm interested in upgrading my 28.8 kilobaud internet connection to a 1.5 megabit fiber optic T1 line.
They can't wait for the 1 gig for $100,000, but they can get 20 for $5 right away.
But there aren't that many murders.
A few hours.
Or are there?
Or are there?
There's I mean, you got the whole world.
I suppose, but.
This one guy wanted to murder his wife. And this organization in the dark web was just, they were like, when we're in your neighborhood, we'll take care of it. And it's like, when are they going to be in his neighborhood? Anyway, they weren't there fast enough. So he just killed her himself.
Oh, man. Nice patience.
But he made her get all these threats, you know, that she was going to get killed. And then he had this threat that told her to commit suicide or bad things would happen to her son. And then he had her fake her suicide. Well, I mean, he faked her suicide by shooting her in the head. And, of course, there's luminol all through the house of blood tracked everywhere.
Moron.
I know. And his 911 call, he called.
How fake.
It's how so fake. He calls like, I think my wife killed herself. That is crazy. And then the kid comes up. His kid comes up to the phone and goes,
oh, no.
Are you going to marry someone else? And he goes,
oh, no.
I don't know. He laughs. He chuckles at what the kid said. It was just like that. That's actual audio, I think.
Poor kid.
I don't think so.
How fucked up is that kid now?
Probably.
Oh, that bothers me, man.
I know. It's crazy. Fucking insane.
What a dick.
Definitely a dick.
The guy who is too slow to chase down his kid, which, by the way, I've been doing it with Charlotte, make her walk ahead of me and see how long it takes me to catch up to her.
Oh, really?
It's kind of a fun
game. You got to give her extra space, though, because she's only four. So you got to give her.
It's kind of a fun game.
Every 50 yards that kid had, you got to give Charlotte an extra 25.
But I don't have diabetes yet, and I don't have nerve damage in my feet yet.
Yeah, but you're older than him. You're 18 years older.
True. True.
I think you can let Charlotte go the same distance he did, and it's about even.
And she's younger, though, so I should be faster.
Yeah, but you're 43. He was 25.
42. Thanks for hitting me.
Sorry.
Very, very sensitive. About
I don't know. What's going to happen with this one?
He spoke. He put out a Facebook message.
What is?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And
it's very sad.
Oh, it's, Ian did?
He keeps calling him the little
buddy.
Guy. L-I-L. Yeah, my little buddy.
Oh, kind of like my little Bill. L-I-L. My little Bill.
Oh, Bill's birthday's today.
Third birthday. Third, yeah. 3 years old today.
Were you there when he was born?
No, but...
He was there for the delivery.
I wasn't.
How do you know his birthday, then?
Happy birthday to him! I don't care!
Because we got the birthday when we picked him up 8 weeks later.
Hey!
All right.
They gave you the birth certificate?
No, he didn't come with a certificate.
Was it notarized?
It was not notarized by Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones.
I asked Brandon what he did this weekend. He said they went birthday shopping for Bill.
Well, we popped. No, I was telling you several things that I had to do in my busy ass Sunday, and that was one of them. We stopped to get some presents.
Wouldn't be so busy if you didn't have to stop to buy a 3-year-old dog a present. They wouldn't know. You could have given him the birthday present next week, and they wouldn't know.
How is Brandon going to make time for all these things he likes to do?
Show him the tweet.
Damn it.
Brandon goes, did you see my tweet? And I said, I'm going on Twitter. Why? And it was a tweet of
what's
him
your,
giving his dog a birthday present.
My name's Brandon.
Yeah, boy.
Producer. PRO _
PRO _DUECER. It's stupid. Right. I know it. I get
I love it. I think that's a great.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Oh, my God. Almost
Bill's,
got 100
Bill's
likes.
Wearing a hat. Oh, listen to you, millennial. Did you hear what he said? Almost got 100 likes.
Yeah.
It's all about the likes.
It's all about those likes.
It's all about the likes.
I bet you Mag's got more.
He probably did. Bill looks great in this picture. He's got a fresh haircut. He's got his.
Did he open the gift?
Kristen got him a doggy muffin treat. I don't know.
Did he open the gift?
He helped him. He lacks opposable thumbs. So
yeah, because he's not a human.
Yeah, but
or a chimp.
He got a couple toys and he got some treats. So
cool. Mag's
did he write you a thank you card?
I don't know yet. He might. He just got his birthday's today. He's not obligated to get it out same day.
Mag's picture with the bandage got 156 likes.
Aww.
65 Yay. Comments. He looks pathetic.
The comments.
Why don't you just do a Twitter poll? Who's better, Bill or Mags?
Oh, come on.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Bill won the last one.
Oh, cool.
Maz responded, poor Mags. What is...
It's your birthday today.
Bill!
It's your birthday today.
Bill!
All right. Thanks, James, for posting that.
Laurie M. said, oh, no, poor Mags. He's definitely having a worse year than Carrie Underwood and Little Bill put together. He looks wiggy tired. Who put a cone on Tess Holliday? Funny. Let's see. Oh, somebody else has their dog's cone after getting neutered. Oh, poor thing.
Thank you, sir, but we don't want any of these dogs. Good luck getting rid of them.
Get well soon, Mags. Wait, hashtag food funnel. Oh, that's funny, Jason. Poor baby. It's not a food funnel. It's a cone. And they're on a Who Bender. Give Who by Numbers a listen. Wait, why is that under Mags? Your dogs are soft. All
that's
that
because he knew you'd read it.
All that headgear is a little much. He needs to do some GD weight. What do you do with his headgear? Look at the melon on that dog. It's like an eggplant on a toothpick.
You need to get up off your fat ass and lose some of that goddamn weight.
Tell you the truth, brother, between you and me, that thing with the dog is coming off a little fruity.
The cone is 5XL.
Assholes. I love it.
And how do you feel, Drew? My dog tore his ACL last night. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
In the football game?
I guess so.
I love dogs, man.
Would you just look at that?
Speaking of people, the wrong people playing football, Charlotte asked me if girls play football.
Really?
Yeah. And I said, not in these games. I didn't know what to say. How are you supposed to answer that?
Wait,
and I said, sometimes when they do play, they just play kicker.
No, you just say.
Everybody knows quarterbacks are men.
Well, that goes without saying.
Is he on the Drew and Mike podcast health insurance? Yes, he is, thankfully. Seriously, that would be an epic T-shirt would sell out in a day.
Oh, that's a beautiful dog. Oh, just look at him.
Why are people talking about Kavanaugh on the Mags picture?
Because they know you'd read it.
Oh, my God.
Why? What do they say?
It's long and it has nothing to do with...
It can't be more than 140
characters.
Are you
a gang rapist? Oh,
if you really want to hear it.
No, not really.
Okay. Yeah, the Kavanaugh stuff... Yeah, it's got all the comments. Jesus.
Do we really have to have another week of it?
Yeah.
No, I'm so Kavanaugh'd out.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
It's entertaining.
You know, it's funny. I think my first instinct is to not take the male side, but to at least sort of think, okay, I don't buy this. You have to believe the woman. You know,
you're sexist. That's horrible.
He's allowed to have his side, and I, you know, this is a long, long time ago, and I'm not saying I don't believe her, that something didn't happen to her. I feel like I'm almost like Judge Kavanaugh in this respect, and I'm not saying he didn't do it, but I don't know.
I don't know how you see that and don't think something happened to her.
Oh, I think something happened to her, but I just don't know if he did it, because, and I'll tell you what,
isn't that the whole point, then? Why not investigate that?
Well, they are. Yeah. So, which, by the way, I don't think will make anyone happy.
No.
In fact, I think it'll make some people really mad. Because if he gets booted, that'll make people mad. And if they say, well, we don't see any corroboration, then it'll make the other side mad. So,
all I know is if he makes it on the Supreme Court, beer is safe.
Beer.
Nothing is going to happen to beer.
Yeah, I think beer's
be
pretty
totally
safe.
Fine.
Anyway,
that was weird.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny? When he went on Fox News, oh God, why are we talking about this? When he went on Fox News and he was acting like a choir boy, and people said, that's too, you know, he's trying to act like a judge, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then he shows up at the hearing and he's pissed off. And I think he did some things that were unforgivable under any circumstances, mostly using words like conspiracy and coordinated attack.
Yeah.
Because I understand what he's saying. You know, anytime you start talking about conspiracies and coordinated attacks, I think it just sounds wacko. And like you're suggesting those women all called each other and decided
to
do this.
Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. But as far as being angry, if you were falsely accused of that, you'd be fucking livid. Anybody would. Especially if you worked as hard as he did for this. And I'm not even a fan. I'm not pro-life. So it's not like I want him on the Supreme Court. I would rather have a pro-choice person. That's, you know, in terms of social things, I'm generally liberal. But there's still that guy in me going, did he attack her? Did he attempt to rape her? And as the stories came out during the week, for some reason, I believe the second story more than the first. If I have to say, like, which story I believe the most, It might be the second story.
Why? Because it's more believable.
Because he was, because it sounds like he was around that girl, or she knew people that knew him. This girl, the first one, and again, I'm not trying to criticize her or say anything about her, but her friend at the party who apologizes and says, I support her. I just don't remember that. I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, she didn't say it did or it did not happen.
No, she doesn't know. Yeah. She says she doesn't know Brett Kavanaugh. And the two guys say no. So I don't know what the FBI... Maybe they'll find something different. I don't want
to
say...
I guess the FBI is talking to...
Judge, yeah. I don't want to say I know what happened because I don't. But the third story today, there's a story in the Daily Mail about Judy Swetnick or Julie Swetnick.
Yeah, that's
Have anybody read that?
Is this about some claim, some attack she did on somebody? Is that what it was?
Let me just bring it up.
The FBI is not looking at her, though.
Well, because probably shouldn't.
Crazy.
Actually,
it's still an accusation. I mean, she's still, they could bust her on perjury then because she's, filed.
They're not going to bust people for perjury.
Are you a gang rapist?
Lindsay.
Oh, come on, internet. Fuck.
Did you see Mitch's column?
Yes, I did. It wasn't his worst column.
It wasn't. No, it wasn't that. But once again, he doesn't really take that strong of a stance. But no. I love the ending paragraphs. Those are what I love most about Mitch's writing. And today, and
well, I hate the way he writes, where he comes back to one central theme over and over and over.
But if any if any positive soul searching can come out of this difficult week, perhaps it lies not just in where we come down to on guilt, but where we come down to on time and forgiveness.
Here we go.
If not in Kavanaugh's specific case, then in general. I'm not sure myself. I'm struggling with it. All I know is this is not...
Struggling. Can you see him just walking around the house struggling over this?
I can see
him... Is he really struggling?
I can see him pretending to do that, but not literally doing it.
You mean to fake out his wife?
Yeah, or anybody. I can see him walking around the building just going, I just don't know what to do about this. All I know is this is not 1978 or 1982. This is not a movie. And the things we once laughed or winked at in Animal House feel very real and very serious now.
Did they take the Julie Swetnick story down?
I didn't see it when you brought it up. I looked for
really?
It.
Really? Wait a minute. What the?
Shot of fake news, Daily Mail. Daily Mail's fake news.
Well, they had some new stories up, but...
She has an extensive legal history.
Yes, she does.
She did talk on camera.
Hang on, I'll find
it. Yeah, she's on the circus tonight at 8 o'clock with Heilman.
Yeah, this is a pretty wild story. Julie Swetnick, third woman to accuse Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct, faced her own allegations more than a decade ago while employed at a Portland tech company. Court documents show only 2004 based company filed a civil lawsuit against her alleging she engaged in unwelcome sexually offensive conduct during a business lunch with two male employees and a web trend customers. She engaged in unwelcome sexual innuendo and inappropriate conduct. She was accused of making false and retaliatory allegations that other coworkers had engaged in inappropriate conduct towards her. She alleged two other employees at WebTrend sexually harassed her. Company also accused her of lying about where she attended school and said she falsely described her work experience. WebTrend said in the suit that Swetnick was hired as a professional services engineer and told them she graduated from Johns Hopkins University. Johns Hopkins University has no record of her attending the school at all.
This office is so clicky.
Company said determined Swetnick engaged in misconduct, but not determined she experienced sexual harassment by her coworkers. Web Trends alleged that Swetnick took medical leave while also claiming unemployment benefits in D.C.
Ooh.
According to suit, she threatened to take legal action against a tech firm over her own claims of sexual harassment. Web Trends wrote that her threat defamed the company and sought $150,000 on behalf of one of the employees she made the false claim against. She will only work for the company for a few months as an off-site employee. Lawsuit was dismissed after it was filed. Something Swetnick's attorney, Michael Avenatti, says proves the company's allegations are completely bogus.
See how much that gang rape affected her, though?
The lawsuit never had any merit as evidence by how quickly it was dismissed. He told the
great lawyer.
Morgan Live. So she seems to have, and her ex-boyfriend also makes some very disparaging comments about her.
Yeah, he did file a petition for a restraining order, but I don't think it was ever
dropped. Yeah,
it wasn't given.
That's weird.
But he also brought up some specific things she did not tell the truth about. So I don't know.
You know what they should do? They should have Johnny Manziel write her a letter.
That's a great idea.
I thought like this idea of him writing letters to everybody.
I thought her story was just, honestly, I had a really hard time believing someone goes to parties where men are lining up outside a bedroom door to fuck someone, and they go back to more of the same parties.
Probably a great party until it happened to her.
And
maybe there's free drugs there or something she wanted. Maybe it's just a blast.
I would never say anything couldn't happen, but gang rapes regularly
occurring. Are you a gang rapist?
With Georgetown prep students is really stretching my imagination.
What? Are you serious?
Just doesn't sound real likely to me. But
how about
anyway,
Alyssa Milano being shamed for having her tits out?
Are you serious?
She had signs she was trying to hold up, and security came and took two signs from her. Why did they leave her in the room?
Because she's Alyssa Milano. She was on Who's the Boss when she was 11, and nothing else.
What else is Charmed?
Thank you.
I was trying to figure out what is the status of her career. Is she still doing stuff?
I have no idea. But I don't know why are people discouraging her from showing her cleavage? That seems to be
she
not
was in
smart.
A sexual assault hearing.
Yeah.
So apparently it's
you're not allowed to look good if you were sexually assaulted?
Not cool to hang your tits out.
Why?
Great rack.
I don't
know. Was she asking for it by having her tits hanging out?
I didn't care. I was just kind of fascinated.
I know they look nice.
They did look good. I admit.
I about pissed my pants.
You know what I thought
on
though?
SNL's bit with the Brett Kavanaugh thing when they had the Alyssa Milano picture, yeah.
Cardboard cutout.
That was fucking hilarious. That was funny.
Yeah, I thought she was the one universally. I don't think anyone.
Well, it's just weird.
Had a problem laughing
there?
At how stupid that was.
I thought it was a funny sketch. I thought Damon did a pretty good job.
Matt Damon was good. By the way,
Samantha,
the news was pretty much all Kavanaugh all the time. And they did one joke about Bill Cosby, but it was a joke about why the show was called The Cosby Show and his name is Huxtable, which was, I don't know, interesting.
Oh, what joke do you want him to do?
Well, Tyler Perry.
I don't tell him what joke.
Tyler Perry's this, Tyler Perry's that.
They don't do many Les Moonves jokes, although maybe
that's not
old.
Funny.
But it is intriguing how they choose their targets.
Well, maybe people believe that Les Moonves did that, and people don't believe that Brett Kavanaugh did.
So be more funny!
Well, if you didn't believe that. He did it, then you probably might cut him some slack, but I didn't expect them to cut Brett Kavanaugh slack. Well, I don't think... it's interesting, this morning on Good Morning America, I was watching them, and they were talking about it, and Dan Harris, who I really like, I think he's great.
He's a weirdo.
He's weird.
He knows he is, though.
He's funny. Yeah. I think he's got a good sense of humor.
Thank you, Dan.
He made the comment that they did a skit on. He said, and depending on where you come from, probably shaped whether you thought it was funny or not.
Of course.
I was kind of surprised he said that, to be honest, but I thought he probably hit it. And
big surprise.
Yeah. And Kanye West pretty much proved how how that goes in that room.
Speaking of Good Morning America, did you see that promo I texted you about?
No, I did. I never saw the promo.
You know what? I'm going to find it. Did you record the Michigan game? Because it was during the... it was during the Ohio State game. Did you record that?
I started recording after you mentioned that.
Oh, balls.
Was it ever on again?
Because I looked...
Well, I would think it'd be on YouTube or something.
I looked all over for it. And what it is, it's a promo of Robin Roberts. Big interview. Hard-hitting news interview. Something we all want to know about. Giselle Bundchen's new book.
Did they show any piece of the interview?
They have a couple clips, and one is something like, Tom's thinking of retiring. So even though it's Giselle, it's still about Tom Brady. But what
Talk
drove
about
me
her
nuts,
breast implants that she's angry that she got? Poor Giselle.
What drove me nuts about it, though, was Robin Roberts had her shoes off, and she was sitting like on the couch with her feet up, like just two girls chatting.
How did Giselle look? I'm sure they did everything to make her look good, but did she look really good?
I thought she looked good. I like her. I think she's attractive.
I gotta tell you, I saw the picture of her where she was complaining about her boob implants. They had a picture from the conversation, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think she's aging terribly well.
Oh, really?
Because I used to think she was gorgeous when DiCaprio was bagging her.
Mm-hmm.
But I think DiCaprio might have knocked some years off her.
My mom thinks she's ugly. That was an argument once, and I said, "Well, I don't think you're the one to judge." Not because my mom's ugly,
but to say,
well, my mom's not trying to pick up chicks.
Let me, Giselle.
She's not her demo, mom. I don't know why I care that much. My mom is right though. She does have a big nose. Oh, is that it, Brandon?
I think it is. I just got to find a way to get the promo to play.
Oh.
I looked all over for it. I could not find it.
The last couple times I've seen her, I didn't think she was as high. I used to think she was a knockout.
Well, how old is she now?
I think she's 40. Or maybe she's not that old. She's not as old as him, is she?
Guys age really well.
I think she's like
30. Isn't it nice being a guy because we age really well?
She's 38.
I guess. if we do.
Well, way better than women.
I can't find her.
Yeah. Dan
a lot
Harris.
Of nice pictures of Dan Harris you were looking at, though. just had a tab.
Got a thing for Dan Harris? Wow, tab that's wild.
No, I don't know who the hell it is, so I had to
Dan
Google.
Harris pictures, yeah, wink, wink.
Mm, I don't know who that dude is.
He hates
I don't
sports.
Know, she still looks pretty good. I guess she's just... what was the other girlfriend he got pregnant when he was nailing Giselle?
Bridget Monaghan or Moynihan?
I used to think she was beautiful the last she time was. I saw her. I didn't think she looked that great.
She was an iRobot. Bloop.
And then that kid made out with him.
That's right.
Kid made out with Brady, you mean?
Yeah.
It was a
that's
little
the kid
long.
With Bridget Moynihan or Monaghan. Moynihan.
That's the kid
Moynihan
that made out with Brady.
Moonfez. Yeah.
That was so His fucking kid. Weird. I'm sorry.
They've got to have a promo on Good Morning America, don't they?
I would think they'd have one on the site.
I don't know. They aired it during the football game, and sure all I could think of is, are football fans watching this going, oh, I got to see what Giselle Bundchen and Robin Roberts have to talk about? I thought they really missed their demo there.
You know, they had an update on the Brittany and Kevin Federline story that apparently he won.
Yeah.
Not big, but he won something?
Well, it's got to be something big.
It's like 10 grand a month.
Well, no, he was asking
for 60. He was asking for 60 grand a month. He gets...
I'm
okay,
sorry.
He
they
gets
offered 10.
Okay.
And he said
they
no.
They said it went up thousands a month, which is thousands. I mean, what does that mean? 5, 4,
he was,
10?
50.
He was already getting 20 grand a month.
And 15 for other stuff.
That's
he
right.
He was getting 35 grand a month for two kids.
Oh, my God.
And he can't live on that, and he can't work. He's disabled for life.
No, he's working. He does cameo.
And so...
That's
they did
job.
Offer him
that's
10,
technically a job.
They did offer him $10,000 more a month, and he said no. He wanted 60, and they
like
met
he,
somewhere in the middle. So he got
like he
a
got
lot of money.
It sounded like he got closer to 10.
This dude's making easily over $500,000 for doing nothing.
Yep. No, you're right.
Shouldn't most of that money just be put in a trust for Jaden James
yes.
and Sean Preston?
No, Brittany just has to suck it up when Kevin's money runs out. No, she is on the hook till they're 18 to support Federline and his wife and his other four kids. That's Brittany's job.
I hope this deal includes a non-disclosure where he can stop whining about it and all the money he needs.
I doubt it.
Ugh.
Well, I tell you what, when you somebody like Britney Spears that marries a pathetic piece of shit like that, boy, are you stuck. I mean, honest to God, you just can't shed those people.
The biggest loser is Jason Alexander.
Yeah, he didn't get anything, did he?
No.
He got $55,000 or something?
I think she threw some like pocket $3 some change at him.
He nailed her.
I think he did get, I think they did
I
give
him
a couple
him,
hundred
yeah.
bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed her for what, a few days?
And, he had to fly coach home.
That's right.
She flew him out to Vegas privately.
So her
married him.
Her mother and the attorney arrived and they're like, gonna have a couple drinks.
And then he flew.
We need to talk to Brittany.
Go home, you're flying coach, loser.
I know. That was definitely insult to injury that he flew coach home.
In a middle seat.
What happened? Remember we tried to call Jason Alexander and it turned out to be a drunk Jason Alexander?
Yeah. Yeah. At his mom's house.
What happened to that guy?
I don't know.
At his mom's house.
Let's call him. He's probably around.
Let's see what number's in there.
We got the number. I'm running out of steam.
Here it is.
I'm so tired of being sick. Yeah, we can call this guy. The Hall Financial Hotline is dying for action.
Maybe you can just make a comment on the on these settlements.
Our notes specifically say fake Jason Alexander.
Well, that's part of the joy, I think, of I was going through our pie charts on audience, and I tweeted them out.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe what shit I took because they weren't color graphs. Jason made them. Do people really need colors to read a graph?
Well, I mean, if it's a pie chart, don't you want them in different colors? So you know.
I look at the percentages. Oh, the colors don't mean that much to me. I mean, it's nice. I was not expecting to take that amount of heat for him.
People will give you shit no matter what.
What? The number you have
no.
reached has been disconnected.
It's tiny finger problem.
I'll try again, but it looks like he was probably getting tired of getting all these Jason Alexander phone calls.
Well, why is he listening
why
to Jason
Why is
Alexander?
Anyone else besides us calling for that Jason Alexander?
Because he's
no
so
one else
riveting.
Even thinks of him.
Why you gotta get into Britney's business? Why you gotta hurt Britney's feelings?
That means he's listed somewhere else. I'm gonna find him real quick.
I can't believe his desperation to recall a wrong number.
She does not need to answer to you.
Is this for Jason Alexander?
Well, yes. I'm gonna try both. I'm gonna try the guy that.
Does he have a K-Fed song too?
Well, let's see.
And there's the Ohio State-Penn State game.
I know. I'm obsessed now with finding this promo. He does not have a Federline song.
And they're in Louisiana?
Yeah, I think fake Jason Alexander was in Illinois, though.
God damn it.
What's her little sister's name? Jamie?
Jamie Lynn.
Did she become a star?
She did for a while. I think she had a Disney show. Zoe 101, wasn't that her show?
Oh, yeah. Can you believe nepotism in that business now? It's worse than ever, I think.
It's like a new model. You know, it's a new model of Britney.
Except she wasn't as hot.
No. And she got knocked up like when she was 18.
Yeah. And then her kid flew over on a ATV some water.
What happened to that kid? Hey, kid.
I think he knows about three words now.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah. And he only knew one when he... Just kidding. I think he's okay, actually.
He's fine. He's doing great. I mean, I have no idea, but he's doing great.
I've been checking regularly.
Been making welfare calls?
Yes.
Down there. Making sure he's all right. That's nice of you.
That story was so dumb. It's funny. The first thing I thought of was, this kid's like six. Why does he have an ATV?
Well, you know, they do things differently down there.
I know, they do.
He was underwater for like 3 days, too.
I mean, I know, before somebody figured out they could just push it over and pull him out.
For 3 days,
they trying to pull the ATV out.
Because
he's underneath it.
How are we going to get this kid out of that ATV that's underwater?
Exactly. They thought he was belted in. They forgot it was an ATV.
Thank God he had a pocket of air to breathe. Oh, I just flew by the promo for The Good Doctor, another bad show that's fun to watch.
It was another nepotism bummer I was reading. Like, what the
Was it the Lindsay Lohan?
No, some...
What happened to Allie Lohan?
Some band with a bunch of kids in it.
Ugh.
God, stop kids. It. It's all over. I mean, that Fogerty show, it was like, he introduced us to one brat, and then there's another brat that comes out.
Eddie Money, too, right?
Oh, Eddie, well, yeah. Eddie's got multiple brats. Steve Winwood's got
I mean,
a brat in the show.
With him, though. Yeah. Did you find Jason yet?
Unfortunately, no.
All right.
I'm gonna give it
Let's
one last
call it a day.
One last try.
Yeah. I'm all
I
about
can't
that.
Find his promo either.
One last try.
I was reading Facebook reviews.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, they were very good, very nice. We could use more. I was trying to get Joey to boost some posts because Facebook. Maybe we should work on our Facebook page.
What?
Jason Alexander.
So much to do, so little time. I don't feel good.
I don't feel good.
Max doesn't feel good. I don't feel
tired
good.
Of all these people who go on and on about how Christina Aguilera
don't feel good.
Is so much
exactly.
Better
I know how he felt.
Spears.
I need some chapstick.
Oh, Britney Spears.
Every time I hear that, I see Kip piling the cheese on the nachos. I can't come over. I'm really busy.
Did you like that Separated at Birth?
Get him the school nurse.
Of Chase Winovich looks like John
Hi,
Heder bulked
Jim
up.
And Dad.
I see it. My buddy sent that to me, man. I see it. I think he looks like John Heater if he had long hair. And
what's up with the Michigan white defensive players with long hair? Who's the guy who played for the Packers who got hurt? He was a Brady Hoke player, defensive player. Good player. He's in the NFL, or was.
I'm drawing a total blank.
Are you thinking of
Aiden? No, not the Hawk. He was a good linebacker for Michigan. I think he might have been a DB and moved up to linebacker.
I'm drawing a total blank. I know who you're talking about.
He's a good ball player.
Yeah, Jake Ryan.
Yeah, he had long hair, didn't he?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's in now. Furbush has nice hair.
Thank you, Ryan, very much.
What's up with Jason Alexander, Brandon?
Unfortunately, no Jason Alexanders are answering their phone at this moment.
All right.
Shame.
Sorry.
Find out where our Facebook likes were stuck. No, we'll never get to 17,000. It's never going to happen. We're 16,934.
Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
And people just decided to stop liking. They're like, I'm not liking that page.
Facebook's the worst.
Nobody ever should like that page again.
Nice data breach too, Facebook.
Yeah, good job.
Your Zuck's talking about it. That's
probably what stopped their likes.
Your Zuckerberg talking about it.
No, what'd he say? It's not my fault.
Your password is not in danger. He did a whole conference call about
it. I was hacked too, so I'm just like,
we're all in the same boat. This
even
is
though I run the fucking thing and you don't.
Password China.
I'm gonna go visit some regular people now. Because I'm a robot.
I'm gonna have dinner with someone in every state until we get this right.
This social network. You claim that you didn't want to see it, but how could you not see it? I mean, how could you not see it? I mean, how could you not see it?
What is he, a robot?
Crank the bye-bye music, Brandon. People are not rating us on Facebook anymore. Apparently, everyone that can rate us has rated us. There's no new people to rate us. Everyone, it's weird. We only have 1,500... people rating us. We have 1.5 million downloads, but no one new can rate us on Facebook. It's impossible.
It's a lot of work.
I think the system's broken. Rate us on iTunes, too. Actually, it'd be better if you rate us on iTunes, but for whatever it's worth. LaDuff's in episode 4 is in the can. Get on the guys from Crimetown.
Yeah, there's a circus over here, man.
It was pretty crazy. And Mark and Charlotte came over to walk Layla. It's crazy.
We're running errands. We have things to do.
So that was your concession to her?
I just needed to get her out of the house. She can run some errands.
Did Layla behave for the walk?
Yes, Layla was very good. She had no interest in Mags, but a lot of questions about that cone.
Yeah, understandably.
And his ear.
Did you think it was a food funnel?
Yeah, that's what she said. Why is he so fat?
Nuts. Gotta get his teeth clean.
She did go all the way upstairs, though, and she said you did not pick up upstairs and that you should have a garage sale.
She's probably right.
That was her advice. I mean,
that's the most intelligent thing I've heard said about the upstairs. Anything that's in a pile downstairs when I clean up, I just put it at the top of the stairs.
Really? Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, I can't see it.
Love
it's
not
it. There. I don't go upstairs. I never go up there. It's like it doesn't exist. There could be a million rats living up there.
Great.
We'll see you tomorrow with Trudy. Clear.
Bye-bye, son of a bitch.